In Melechus Hatzor, every object requires a different shear. It depends whether you're carrying wood, or you're carrying plastic, or metal, or paper. So the Mishnah says, what if a person carries pachas mikashir? So he's pata. What if he carried that pachas mikashir on a plate? So not only is it pata on the yorchalim, it's even pata on the kli. Pata rafala kli, shakli tfeilalo. There is a din of ikren tofel in the malach of Hatzor. The question whether it's only in the area of Hatzor, it applies to other malachas as well. But at least by Hatzor, Mishnah says for sure that there is a din of ikur and tofel. What if a person carries another person who's able to walk on his own? So then the Mishnah says that you're not chayv. Es achay. Just like you're not chayv if you carry yochlem, pachas mikashir. So if you carry a chay, a person is able to walk on his own, then the Gemara says all the Tanoim agree that Achai Neseh Satzma. What if you carry a behemoth? A behemoth that walks on all four. If the person walks on 2 feet, then all the Tanoim agree. If it's an animal that walks on all four, then it's a Machlokes HaTanoim. That's on Tzadik Dalet, the Menalot, 6 lines from the top. The Gemara says, isn't there a famous Machlokes of Nosen and the Chachamim, where they say Achai Neseh Satzma? So the Mishnah goes, the Mishnah goes only like the Tana Rav Nosson. It says that Achai Neseh Satzmai. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav, I feel it about 10 lines from the top. Rav has his comment, I feel it Tamer Rabbanon. This is L'chol Adis. I cannot figure Rabbanon later Rav Nosson, Ela B'Behem Chai V'Yoif, the Mishaviti Nafshayu. An animal that walks on all four is always pulling itself down. So that's a Machlekes HaTanai, where they say Achai Neseh Satzmai. But if you're carrying a person, everybody agrees. So the Mishnah gives a din that everybody agrees that if you carry a person, it's mutam and atayr. A person is able to walk on 2 feet. Unless you have a person who's sick, if you have a chayla, or if you have kafus. Then the Gemara says later on the daf, that 10 lines from the bottom, moide rab nosim bekafus. If a person is so sick that he can't walk, a person is tied up, he's not able to walk, then you don't say Achai Neseh Satzma. Okay. So the Mishnah is assuming that's the din, that L'chol HaDeis, by a person is able to walk, Achai Neseh Satzma. What kind of a din is that, Hake? Why is it such a halacha? What does it mean, Achai Neseh Satzma? What kind of an expression is that? Taisus asks. People can walk on the ground, but they can't walk in the air. If I'm carrying somebody on my shoulders, he can't walk in the air on his own, unless he has stilts. So what do you mean, what kind of an expression is that? Achai Neseh Satzma. So the Tosfos on Tzadik Dalet and Aleph has 2 pshatim. Teima L'ri, Lama Patur, is it because when a person is alive as opposed to when he's dead? Dead weight is heavier, and while he's alive, he's lighter. Is that the reason why? Temeleri, Lama Patur. Why does everybody agree that it's Mutam and Atar? It's only Anisim de Rabbanon. To carry a person who's able to walk on his own. Anisim de Rabbanon, there is. That's a Mishnah later. That you're not, de Rabbanon, it's not permissible to carry a person, even though he's able to walk on his own. What's a deal in Achrenim is what about in a Carmelis? If the whole prohibition of carrying an Carmelis is only de Rabbanon, and the prohibition of carrying a person who's able to walk on his own is only de Rabbanon, maybe if it's a double derabbanon, so a double derabbanon is known as the shvus de shvus. Double derabbanon is still awesome. We have a heter that a shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah is muta. A shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah is muta. That's what the Tosfos in Gittin Daf Ches has 2 opinions about that, and that's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch that it's muta. Tosfos is not sure. That's based on the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says there was once scheduled a bris on Shabbos. The baby was born a week before. And the bris Lila Bismana was supposed to be on Shabbos, and then in the days of the Gemara, it was a sakana to be mala baby unless they would bathe the baby with warm water before the bris and after the bris. Today they don't do it anymore. In the days of the Shulchan Aruch they didn't do it anymore. The Shulchan Aruch says we don't do it anymore. But in the days of the Gemara they considered that a suffix sakana to perform a bris without bathing the baby with warm water before and after the bris. So the true, the din is that a mila is there for Shabbos, but machshire mila, the hachanas in advance that you do before you do the bris, that's not there for Shabbos. If you didn't have any hot water prepared in advance, so we pass in halacha that you're not allowed to be machal Shabbos to heat up water on Shabbos in order to enable you to perform the bris. One Tana disagrees, Rav Lezer. That's the Perek Rav Lezer de Mila. Kuflamina Medala. Rav Lezer's opinion, Rav Lezer Ben Hurkens, Rav Lezer Agadol. His opinion is that not only is the actual bris Mila Decha Shabbos, even the Hachanas in advance, are also Decha Shabbos if it's a Mila Bismana. And we don't paskan like Rav Lezer. In his community, the Gemara says, but Mekom Lashar Rav Lezer, in his village, where he was the rabbi, even years after he died, they followed all of his psalchim, including this one, even though he was outvoted. His balabatim followed his shita. Okay. They were permitted to, and they were obligated to. They followed the opinion of their Rebbe. And they were never punished. And they lived to an arichas yamim, and it wasn't considered chilul Shabbos, because they lived to the kimchat. That was his opinion. He was entitled to his opinion. Gven atana. He was entitled to his opinion, and his balabatim were permitted and obligated to follow his opinion. But we don't accept his opinion. We hold that it's a chilul Shabbos, you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says in Eretz, such a story, that there was a bris that was scheduled for Shabbos, and they didn't have any hot water. They prepared hot water, and everything spilled out. So there was warm water in another home, but there was no Eretz to carry from the one home to the other. But the whole prohibition of carrying from one home to the other was only midirabbanan, because it was a chutzah sheinah mu'arevet. It means that there was a mechitza around the whole area, just that they forgot to put away their box of matzahs that should be on the shutfis by all of the shomer Shabbos. So it's only forbidden midirabbanan to carry. So the Gemara says they asked the nachri to carry in the chutzah sheinah mu'arevet, so that's a shluz the shluz b'makam mitzvah, so that's mutter. So Taisus in Gittin, Daf Ches, has a discussion. So one opinion of Taisus is that it's only a special kula by Bris Mila, because Bris Mila itself is Decha Shabbos. And Rav Lezer Agadol's opinion is that even Machshiri Mila Decha Shabbos. So true, we don't accept his opinion, but with respect to Din and Rabbana, we're more makel with respect in the area of Bris Mila. So we say, Shvuz de Shvuz is Mutab Maka Mitzvah Mila. And then the other opinion of Taisus, that's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch, it's not only a heter that's restricted to Machshirei Mila, that's the halach in any mitzvah. That a shvuz, the shvuz, but makam mitzvah is mutter. You're allowed to, whatever is only also because of a combination of two isurim derabbanon, so if it's a makam mitzvah is mutter, it doesn't have to be dafke mitzvah Mila. Yes, so that's a shvuz, the shvuz, but makam mitzvah, but a shvuz, the shvuz alone, you're not make a lot. Then the Gemara has another klav, that you have no right to make a gzeir el gzeir. It's a Gemara and kol abosam. Osug and Chul in the beginning of Perakol Abos. So what's a Gzeir L'Gzeir? So Gzeir L'Gzeir in the beginning of Beitza on the first daf, there's a famous Rashi. Gzeir L'Gzeir is a din that the Bezdin only has a right to institute the Torah authorizes the Chachamim to make a Gzeir D'Rabbanon when there's a Tzorech. And it has to be a real Tzorech, a Tzorech Gadol. If you have an insignificant Tzorech, a Tzorech Katan, that's not permissible to make a Gzeir. And then the Bezdin would be in violation, not Baltesif, if they make such a Gzeir. Bezdin, when they're interested in making Gzeirs, have to be careful not to violate Baltesif. So the Rambam writes, and the Kuzari writes, and the Rashban Rashanim writes, the whole group of Rashanim write, the Torah authorizes the Chachamim to make Asei Siyag LaTorah, to make Gzeirs the Rabban. So whenever they're authorized to make a Gzeir the Rabban, they're not in violation of Baltesif, but they're only authorized to make a Gzeir the Rabban when there's a real Torah. When it's a silly tzorech, insignificant, they're afraid once in 100 years someone's going to be Michal Shabbos. So Chilul Shabbos is terrible. But because of once in 100 years they make everybody crazy, they tell everyone that you have to stand on your head and do whatever. So they prohibited Kiya Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, because they're afraid it's going to happen more than once in 100 years. It's going to happen 1,000 times during Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. 1,000 people are going to forget and carry the Shofar. And on Sukkot, 1,000 people are going to forget. If you'll allow people to, as it is now, people forget. As it is now, people, some people walk to shul on Sukkot with the lulav in the esrog, when it falls out on Shabbos, they forget. More than one person in 100 years. A lot of people carry that. They forget. But Shabbos, and Shabbos you don't bash esrog, if you're not allowed to carry. So, certainly more so, if the Chachamim would not have prohibited it, many people would have been Mechal Shabbos. But if their only concern would be that once in 100 years, one person is going to be Mechal Shabbos, it wouldn't make everybody crazy to prohibit Tilos Lulav and Kiya Shofar and so on, when the Yamim Tevim fall out on Shabbos. So that's a Tzorech Godel. That's a Tzorech Godel. What if it's a Milsa de la Shchicha? They're worried about something, a Fafetch Chashash, that somebody in 100 years may be Michal Shabbos. So they have no right to make such a Gzer de Rabban. And if they make such a Gzer, it'll be a violation of Baltaisir. Or if they're concerned that somebody may violate an Issa de Rabbanon. So an Issa de Rabbanon is a terrible thing to violate, but that's not sufficient reason to authorize the Chachamim to institute Gzeir Rabbah. Only if they're concerned that someone's going to violate that. A lot of people are going to violate an Isha Deraisa. So they have no right to make a Gzeir L'Gzeirif. The only thing they're worried about is that someone's going to violate an Isha Rabbanon. That's considered insufficient cause. Mishmartem es mishmarti, the concluding pasuk in Parshas Achimo says, Mishmartem es mishmarti, Yilufi asos michilkos ha-toivos ha-ele, shenasa l'chnechem, etc. However it ends off over there. So the Chachamim had a tradition on pasuk, Mishmartem es mishmarti, asum mishmeris mishmarti. The Sigmon Yivam is Dav Chofalim. The Chacham understood from that pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu told him that that pasuk is the pasuk that authorizes the Chachamim and the Machayv, the Chachamim, Aseis Yogla Torah, but only Yushmartem is Mishmarti. Well, don't Mishmeris le Mishmarti. If they make a Mishmeris le Mishmeris, they make a Gzera le Gzera, the Tezim will be in violation of Baal Tezim. That's how Prima Godim writes, based on the Rashi in the first Daven Beit. But a Gzera le Gzera al Pipashtus, that is not. So why don't you ask, how can you ever have a Shvus de Shvus? What do you mean? A Shvus de Shvus is Mutta b'maka mitzvah. Let a Shvus de Shvus always be Mutta. Every Shvus de Shvus should be a Gzera le Gzera. So the Achrenim explained that that's not a kash. The Pnei Yeshua has this on Daf Yud Aleph, and Rabbi Kivega has this in his Chuvus, and the Nesivus has it as well in his Chuvus, Nachos Yaakov. A few Achrenim have this. They all point out Gzera le Gzera is not the same as a trade Rabbanim. Trade Rabbanim means that they made one Rabbanim, let's say Carmelist. They prohibited carrying in a Carmelist because they're afraid someone's going to carry in a Rishus HaRab. Then they prohibited carrying people who were able to walk. That's a Mishnah later. You're not allowed to carry a person. Our Mishnah says on Sadi Gimlam Beis that you're not chayif. If you carry Amotzi Asachai, the mitum, you're not chayif for carrying the chay, you're not even chayif for carrying the mitum, and finish Amita Tfeil Allah. But you're not chayif for carrying the chay. Minatur, it's muta, but midirabbanan it's us. That's Beferish in the Mishnah is later. It's us midirabbanan. So they prohibited carrying people. Exerid, less people will carry objects. If you're allowed to carry a person who weighs 150 pounds, so you're certainly allowed to carry a briefcase that only weighs 20 pounds. People will make a mistake. So each Yisid Rabbana was instituted independently. They prohibited carrying human beings because they may forget and carry packages. And they prohibited carrying a Carmelos because they may forget and carry an Mishusaran. And each one of these Gzeras was a Gzera Otu Chash Deraisa. In this case, they're afraid someone may carry an Mishus HaRab. That's why they ask the Kamalas. In that case, they're afraid that someone will carry packages, objects, other than human beings. Shailas, when these two combine together, the Shailas, am I allowed to carry a person and a Kamalas? That's not a Gzera L'Gzera. Each Gzera was Nigzer Otu Achshash Deraisa. Gzera L'Gzera is when the Chachamim are introducing a Gzera because of the concern that they're afraid that someone's going to violate an Issa Derabbanan. So the halacha says that's insufficient cause. That's considered a tzorach katan. You have to have a tzorach gadol to make a gzera. That's not sufficient reason to make a gzera. But if each gzera b'shaita was nigzar kahogan, just they happen to collide together, so then it's a trade rabbanon. That's it. Every shvus b'shvus is a trade rabbanon. So it really should be awesome. Really should be awesome. The problem is on daf yud aleph on the base, there's a machlekes abay v'rova. And Abai says what I just said. Abai is the one who makes sense. And Rava says something about Gzera L'Gzera. Here there's a Mishnah there. The story begins over there. There's a Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Mishnah says, Le'yeti achai d'machto samach l'chashecho. The tailors, in the middle of doing their work all day long, so they're in the practice of taking a needle and sticking it into their lapel. It doesn't. It's not like a corsage. It's not like a handkerchief in your pocket. It doesn't enhance the outfit that they're wearing. It makes it easier if they're going to need a. If they'll have to use a needle, so they have their needle stuck right over here. Or some people walk. Some secretaries walk with a pencil over their ear. Halavlor bekul muso. So it says erev Shabbos samach lahashech soon before Shabbos begins the chayot. He wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, so it's a Gzera Midrabbanon. He's not allowed to go b'machdoi in the machat stuck tochel b'bigdoi. Samach l'Shabbos Shem Yishkach v'yetzei, he may forget and continue to wear the clothing like that into Shabbos. And a lavlor is not allowed to go b'kul musa with the pencil or the pen on top of his ear. Samach l'Hashecho, the same concern Shem Yishkach v'yetzei. So the shaila is, Lo yetze, he's not allowed to walk in the street. Lo yetze, he's not allowed to walk in the street. What if he's walking in the house? So then it is permissible. This gzeir only is not allowed to walk in the street. So the Gemara has a machlekes habay v'rava. What's the din if he's going to walk into a karmelis? He's not going to walk into Rishus Aram Derais. So do you have the right to make a gzeir derabana not to go with the lavla b'kol musay, not to go with the pencil on his ear, not to go with the machad? Even in a karmelis, or should you say no? It should be muta. So Abai says, "This is a shluz de shluz. This is a double derabbanan. They prohibited karmelis otter b'shus harabim. That gzera was a good gzera. That was legitimate. Then they made a gzera. You're not allowed to go into the b'shus harabim with a machad, the tochel, the bigdo, with the kumis on top of his ear. That gzera was a good gzera. In this case." There happens to be a combination of two dinim rabbanan. So that's the shvuz, and that's also it'll be muta b'makam mitzvah. But if it's just plain shvuz, the shvuz, trade the rabbanan. Trade the rabbanan is not as chomer as a chad rabbanan. Okay. Let's say if you have a chayla and you have to emergency situation, you have to violate something. So it's preferable. The Gemara says in the last parak in Yom Machila Mosa Hakal Akal Tchila. If somebody has to eat non-kosher food in order to stay alive in a Russian labor camp during the Second World War, in a concentration camp where the Nazis gave the Jews non-kosher food. So if you're not going to eat the food, you'll die from malnutrition. So you have to eat something. So if you have a choice of either eating kosher food or non-kosher food, so eat the kosher food. If you have a choice of eating two different non-kosher foods, one is worse than the other. One is, I don't know, chalev, which has an isakaris, and the other one is plain old nevela, which doesn't have an isakaris, has an isalav. So it's better to violate the isalav rather than to violate the isakaris. And Gemara has a whole discussion, how do you determine what's hakala kaltchila? Machila mos hakala kaltchila. So the same is true in Hilchos Shabbos. If there's an emergency situation, you have a sick patient, and you have a hetter to violate the rabbanans, we're going to have to learn the Gemaras, which the rabbanans are muta when, under which circumstances, how sick you have to be, and so on. So if you can lessen the malocha by lowering it down to the level of a trade derabbanan, it's better only to violate a trade derabbanan rather than to violate a chad derabbanan. Trade derabbanan is lower level than a chad derabbanan. Tosis has such a klal in Megillah. In the area of Bitzinsese, the din is at the Baal Tekeya or the Baal Kore, who's reading the Megillah, or Lang Shofar, has to be mechuy bedover. Let's say the best Baal Tekeya in the shul is a woman. He's not mechuyev. The women are not mechuyev in tkiyah shofar. The best balkari for the mikvah megillah is a cotton before bar mitzvah. So the Mishnah says that he can't read the megillah to be moitzi the rabbi. So Tosin says the kasha, but the cotton before bar mitzvah, once he's a gila chinuch, he's mechuyev with the rabbanon to read the megillah, and everybody else is also only mechuyev with the rabbanon. Megillah is not menatar. So he's just as mechuyev as everybody else. So why can't the cotton lay in the megillah to be moitzi the rabbi? So Tosfos says, right, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Mishnah has a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban. Rabbi Yehuda says, I was a cotton, and I leaned, and Rabbi Tarfon was the rabbi, and everybody, and all the Tanoim were there, and there's nothing wrong. And we don't accept his opinion. We assume that he must have forgotten. He remembers from his childhood. He remembers from the time before Bar Mitzvah, when he was 11 years old. So we assume his memory must have failed him. Must have misunderstood what happened. Maybe there was a different Balkari. There must have been some mistake. We don't accept this testimony. We pass them that a cotton, even a higil achinah, cannot lay in the megillah to be motzi the tzibah. So Tosfos says, "Bother and kasha, why not?" But he's mechuyev mid rabbanon. They're mechuyev mid rabbanon. So that's what Tosfos says. No, his chiyev mid rabbanon is a trade rabbanon. Achiyev the rabbanon is a chad rabbanon. He's mechuyev based on a combination of two the rabbanon. Mikra megillah is mid rabbanon, and higil achinah is mid rabbanon. So if you combine one derabbanan with another derabbanan, comes out that the cotton is mechuyev mid derabbanan. But all the gedolim in the shul, those who are passed by mitzvah, are a chad derabbanan. They're not a trade derabbanan. So trade derabbanan is not as strong as a chad derabbanan. So Tosfos has it in the context. Tosfos has it in the context of mitzvahs of bar chiyuva. How mechuyev bedover are you? Or the Gemara has it in Menachos with respect to hafroshas truma. You can only be mafresh truma min achiyah bal achiyah. You can't be mafresh min apotah bal achiyah. Min achiyah bal apotah. So let's say you have a whole bunch of bushels of tevel that are all tevel mid the rabbanon, but the level of the rabbanon is not always the same. Not all the dinim the rabbanon are on the same level. You can have 1,001, you can have 1,001,000 levels of dinim the rabbanon. Some dinim the rabbanon are more chomer than others. So the Gemara has brises in Menachas Daf Lamed that when you mafrish trumas and maisis on tevel, you require that both the bushels of tevel should be on the same level of chiyuv. If one is mechuyev midirabana with a chiyuv kala, and the other one has a chiyuv chomer, so that's called menapater al chiyuv. They don't share the same level of chiyuv. You have to have, even if they're both different derabbanis, but the chomer hadin derabbanan has to be shavit b'shneim, has to be equal. So here in Hilchos Shabbos is also such a din that a trade derabbanan, a shvus d'shvus, is not as chomer as a chat derabbanan. So that's why we allow a shvus d'shvus b'makam mitzvah. That's what the Tosfos in Gittin had the two opinions. Based on that Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara says in Erevin about the bris that was scheduled for Shabbos and they didn't have the hot water, so they asked Anochri to carry the hot water from one home to the other in a chotz and sheinim u'revis because it was only a shvuz d'shvuz b'makam mitzvah. So this we understand that a trade the rabbanon is lower than a chad rabbanon. Here in this Gemara, Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Sabaye says he that the Mishnah that says le'yetzei achayta machta samach l'chashech v'loy halav lo b'kol musoy samach l'chashech applies equally whether he's yotzei into the b'shusarab and the raisa or he's yotzei into a karmelist which is only the Rabbanon. The fact that it's the Rabbanon is not going to make it into a gzeir l'gzeir, it'll make it into a trade the Rabbanon. So a trade the Rabbanon would be mutter b'makam mitzvah. A trade the Rabbanon is a lower level isa than a chad the Rabbanon. Okay? So if you have an emergency situation by a chayla, you have to be Mechal Shabbos. So try to do it as a trade Rabbanon rather than a chad Rabbanon. But trade Rabbanons do exist. I don't declare every trade Rabbanon automatically is a gzeir l'gzeir. And Rava disagrees. Rava says not so. Rava says, and we paskin like Rava. It's not from the Yalkagam cases. We only paskin like Abai in six cases in the Yalkagam. It's not from the Yalkagam. So the din is like Rava. So it's problematic. That's what the Bnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kivager and the Nachlas Yankiv, the Nesivis and his Chuvas, that's what they all ask. What's pshat in Rava? We don't understand. Abai is normal. This is a shvuz to shvuz, a trade de Rabbanan. Why does Rava hold that this is called Gzeira L'Gzeira? And we pass like Rava L'Alochim. So they all say Pecha, they all say the same Pshat. That when it comes to prohibitions Midirabbanan on Shabbos, they asked Midirabbanan on different types of activities. Sometimes they asked and they said, although Minatera this is Mutter, Midirabbanan we consider this a Malocha. And sometimes they didn't declare even midirabbanan that it should be considered a malacha. It's not even a malacha midirabbanan. The only thing is that it's a gzera. We don't permit you to do this because this will lead to something else. All of these surim midirabbanan are because they're afraid this is going to lead to anisa deraisa. But the question is, what motivated the chachamim to introduce anisa derabbanan? It was a shmartim es mishmarti. I say siyog latar. They have to be concerned with a serious concern. That if you'll allow this pool or this activity, this will lead people, this will mislead people into violating an aver derais. If they don't have such a chashash, they have no right to make exer derabban. Fine. But once they have that, once that's the motivation, once they have such a concern, and they make the exer derabban to prohibit this activity, did they prohibit it? Beturis, it's a malacha midirabban. They say no, even midirabban, it's not a malacha. It's a gzeira. You're not allowed to do this because this will lead to another malacha. But you can't really declare that this is a malacha midirabbanan. That's a shot to take, for example. You're not allowed to climb on a tree on Shabbos, a gzeira shema yitlosh. If you break off a branch on a tree, it's a malacha of kotzer. So what are you going to say? A guy leans on a tree. Also, the shtamish b'mechuba. A guy's leaning on a tree, going to say he's in violation of ketzira midirabbanan. Even with the further stretch of imagination, how can you say that that's ketzira midirabbanan? Shver. Now, Soloveitchik always used to say like that. He used to say, that's Ksira Midirabbanan. And the Chvei said, well, that's all the Mecca Chamemki. You're not allowed to sell something on Shabbos. Gzeira Shemichta, it's Ksira Midirabbanan. So it's the Pashtus is the Achroinim don't seem to agree. If a guy writes a Chvei with his left hand, he's self-tostof, he's writing. A person who's a writer, he writes with his left hand, so it's Kalachayad. So there is what to discuss. Maybe that's a malacha midirabban. Person does a malacha shein svicha legufa, which is mutam in atayra, it's also midirabban. And maybe there you can say it's a malacha rabban. There's also what to be done. Is that a malacha rabban or is that a gzeira rabban? Let's say, but a person is mishtamish b'mechuber, which is a gzeira shein miyitlosh. That's very hard to say. Then midirabbanan, we consider it, we declare that he violated ksira midirabban. How can you say that? Pashtus is that it's only a gzera. So that's the shaila. Let's say to carry in a karmelis is awesome at the Rabbanon. What motivated the Chachamim to ask a tilkul the karmelis? A gzera shemer he'll carry in the mshus harabim. So that's clearly the reasoning. That's what motivated them. So now the shaila is, what's the nature of the yisra? What's the nature of the yisra? A person who carries in a karmelis. So if you would have asked me, if I would have been entitled to an opinion, so I would have said it's haitzah midirabbanon. So of course, if he's carrying a karmelis, it's haitzah midirabbanon. So as you learn the Gemara, you get the impression that it's not so. Even to carry a karmelis is not haitzah even midirabbanon. It's a gzera. The yasid b'teres gzera. V'haraya. The Gemara has a machlokes Rebbe and a Chachamim in Erevin on Daf Lamed Gimel. Recurrent theme there in Erevin. So in the first parak here in Siyasa Shabbos, also a little bit, but mainly in Erevin. So we pass from like Rebbe, called Dov Shehum Mishum Shvus, like Gozrola Ben Ashmashes. The Ben Ashmashes of Friday night going into Shabbos, Ben Ashmashes of Mitzoy Shabbos and Machlekes Rashi and Tesis, whether the same heter applies or not, there in Erevin. But on Friday evening, Ben Ashmashes, is it there? Everybody agrees that we pass from like Rebbe, in his machlokes with the Chachamim, that if you have a tzorech, kol dov shehu mishum shvus legozra lebein hashmashes, that we allow you to violate the gzeris midirabbanan. So Tosfos writes there in Erevin, and it's quoted la'aloch on Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos proves from the Gemara, it does mean that all isurim derabbanan in Hilchos Shabbos can be violated during bein hashmashes. It's a mishnah nezel mekoymer. It says savik hashecha, savikein hashecha. This you're allowed to do, that you're not allowed to do. So it says that some things are mutter, some things are lost. So what's the expression of Rebbe? And that Mishnah Bava Madlikin, that's L'chol HaDeis. So what does Rebbe say? Kol Dov Shehu Mishum Shavus L'Goz V'Ala Bein Hashmashes. So Tosfos explains, based on the Gemara, and that's the way to accept it in Shulchan Aruch, that Rebbe's heter is only if you have a big Shas Adchak, number one. And number two, it's only on Gzeres Kalois, doesn't apply to Gzeres Chamures. All the Gzeres can be divided. You can have 1,001 Madregas of Gzeres. This is more of a chashash than that, and that's more of a chashash than that, and that's more of a chashash than that. So somewhere we have to draw a line. We say, from this point and above, these are called gzeiros chamuros. If not point and below, those are called gzeiros kalos. Tosfos has an example. They prove in the Gemara. Let's say to carry pachas midalad amos in the rishus rabbim zos and rabbanon. Tosfos calls that a gzeiros chamuros. I carry something 3 amos and I put it down. So that's heter gomer. That's not even awesome with the rabbanon. But then I pick it up and I carry another 3 amos and I put it down. So the sof maisa was I carried 6 amos. It should have been awesome in atar, but I did it with a trick. I made a hanoch in the middle. So that's why it's mutam in atar. So that they prohibited midrabon. That's called to carry pachas mindalar amas. If you carry pachas mindalar amas, that's heter gomer, even midrabon. But to carry pachas, to carry 3 amos and put it down. And then to pick it up and carry another 3 amos and put it down. So that's awesome rabon and exeri. He may forget to make the hanoch in between. So Tosfos proves from the Gemara that Rebbe would not be matter that bein hashmashes, even if you have a big shas adchak. Rebbe only matter to climb up on a tree, the Gemara says, or to carry in a karmelis. These are gzeres kalos. Gzeres chamur is Rebbe. Gzeres chamur means it's more of a chashash. We don't allow you to do this activity because there's a very serious chashash that you may not do it right. You'll do it in the yoifin that it's forbidden. So when you have a gzera chamura, that's not allowed. Even the Rebbe's din doesn't apply. Even Ben Hashmash is not allowed. Even if you have an emergency situation. If you have a gzera kala, then you do allow. So the pashtus is this distinction between the tesis made, that's quoted la'aloch and shulchan aruch, between gzera kala and gzera chamura, only makes sense in the category of gzeras. Because gzeras you can have again, you can have 1,001 more madrigas of chaymer hagzera. This is machomer than that. That's machomer than that. Because this is a gzera kreiva, and that's a gzera rechayka. This is a real chashash. That's less of a chashash. If it's a farfetch chashash, they had no right to make the gzera in the first place. We're talking situations where it's not farfetch chashash, but still, some are more of a chashash than others. So the pashtus is that if you distinguish between gzera kal and gzera chamura. The pashtus says, if you have something that's a malacha midirabbanan, so that for sure you will never be matar bein hashmashes. In malachas, you don't say, this is a malacha chamur and this is a malacha kalo. A malacha is a malacha. Is a malacha. Finished. Malacha. In Exeri, you say, This is only a gzeira. You're not allowed to do this activity because it may lead up to that. So then I say, well, this is Muhammad and that, and that's Muhammad. You have different levels. Gzeira kala, gzeira chamur. But if you're talking about something that's awesome in the Rabbanah because it's a malocha, so what shach to say is malocha kala and malocha chamur? What shach to say is hoitzoh. Okay, hoitzoh is a malocha gua. So Tosis gave a few nafkaminis l'din on that base of malach. But aside from that, it does make sense to say some malachas are more chomer than others, even on a level of Rabbanah. If the thing is a malacha med Rabbana, so it has the same din as any other malacha med Rabbana. Pashta says you can't distinguish it. The Gemara says there in Erevin Adaf Lamed Gimel that to carry pachas midalat ames in the Rishus Sarabim, we don't allow even bein hashmoshes. So Tosin says that's a gzera chamura. That's a gzera chamura. But nonetheless, for carrying the karmelis, that we do allow. So you see from the Gemara, Lechara double chiddush, that the carrying a karmelis, number one, is not a malacha even with the Rabbanon. Lechara. It's a malacha with the Rabbanon. How can you be matar at Bein HaShemashis? It doesn't make sense. The Pashto says it's not even a malacha with Rabbanon, it's only a gzera. And it's only a gzera kala. It's not even considered a gzera chamura. So that's why Rebbe's din applies in such a case. So that's what all of these achronim say to explain Rava. Abai makes better sense than Rava of him. Abai says that it's a trade the Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to, the lavlor is not allowed to go with the pen in his ear, and the chayit is, the tailor is not allowed to go with the needle stuck into his suit jacket. Samach l'chashecha does make a difference whether he's going out into the Bishus Rabbim, or he's going out into a karmelis. It's not a gzera l'gzera that you have no right to be good. It's a trade the Rabbanon over here. And the Pashtus is like Abai. Trouble is we don't pass like Abai, pass like Rova. So Rova doesn't make any sense. Why does Rova say that it's a gzera l'gzera? So that's what they answer. Rova is coming up with a new vort, a new chiddush that doesn't appear anywhere else. A new vort that if you have a combination of a shvus is only mutam makam mitzvah. Not talking over here makam mitzvah. It's not a makam mitzvah for the guy to go with the pencil in his ear. It's a different word over here. If they're both prohibitions mit the Rabbanon are both b'toris gzeira, so then it's a new halacha that Rava came up with. That a gzeira u'gzeira. You can't really call it a gzeira ligzeira with a lamed. It's not really a gzeira ligzeira. It's a gzeira u'gzeira. It's also a new heter. Sometimes a trade the Rabbanon is muta. When is that? If both dinim the Rabbanon are b'toris gzeira. So that's what he says. A karmelis isn't even hoitzom in the Rabbanon. Same as the Gemara in Erevin, that the carrying a karmelis bein hashmashes is mutter. Based on Rebbe's opinion, based on Rebbe's shita, that kol dovishim mishum shus goes all bein hashmashes. And Tosfos says, we're not matter all the Rabbanon. Not that everything goes bein hashmashes. Not because bein hashmashes is suffik, and suffik the Rabbanon lakula. Rebbe Kivega points out, that's not, it's not based on suffik the Rabbanon lakula. How come anybody disagrees with Rebbe? Everybody agrees Safik Rabban al Kula. So Rebbe Kivega has a different shuva, not the same one that I'm quoting here. Rebbe Kivega has a different shuva where he explains it's not a Safik Rabbanon. Bein Hashmashes Friday evening going into Shabbos is a Safik Deraisa. Has Shabbos begun or has Shabbos not begun? It's a Safik Deraisa which has relevance with respect to Dinam de Rabbanon as well. It's relevant to Dinam Deraisa and it's relevant to Dinam de Rabbanon, but the Safik really, the Shema Safik is it's a Safik Deraisa. Has Shabbos begun or not? So once we say Safik Deraisa L'chumre, with respect to the Dinim Deraisa, you have to say Safik Deraisa L'chumre, with respect to the Nachkeminis de Rabbanon as well. You have no right to say, Malachas Deraisa will be Yosef Ben Hashmashis and whatever, is only the Rabbanon is Mutta because Safik Rabbanon L'kula. No, it's not a Safik Rabbanon, it's a Safik Deraisa. So it's not that it's Mutta because Safik de Rabbanon L'kula. No, it's really Safik Deraisa. It's a new din, Rebbe's opinion, that's how he passed it, against the Chacham. He says it's a new kula that the Chachamim instituted, called Dovishim Mishum Shvuz, L'gozer Ola Bein Hashmashis. And it only applies in Gzeris Kalas. Doesn't apply to Gzeris Chamura, Taisa says. And Al Pisvare, it doesn't apply to Malachis Med Rabbanon. Only to Gzeris Kalas. So the Gemara gives an example of a Gzeris Kala, is Tiltel the Carmelis. That's Mutta Bein Hashmashis. So you see, it's only a Gzeris. It's not even a malach of Haitzom and the Rabbanon. So that's what our Gemara says. That's what the Pnei Yeshua and Rebbe Kivega and the other Tshuva writes. And the Nesivis, they all say that Rav is formulating a new principle on Daf Yud Aleph on the base. Whenever you have a situation where there's a shvuz nishvuz, a trade the rabbana, but both dinim the rabbanan are in the level of exera. How can you say that he's forbidden to do a melacha on Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos. He's on his way to shul. He's carrying his talis to shul. So what's wrong if he carries the pen? If he carries the talis in his hand, what's wrong if he has the pencil in his ear? He has the machat in his jacket. Everything else he is carrying. He's carrying his keys. He's driving the car. No, but that he's not allowed to do. Why? That's exeir. He can't say it's a melacha. Even the rabbi, he can't say it's a melacha. It's Erev Shabbos. We allow him to do all the other malachas. Can't say it's an isa malach. It's a nukzera. So you see from the Gemara that to carry in a karmelis is only a gzera. And leyetz achayt b'machta samach l'chashich is only a gzera. And we pass like Rabbah that a gzera is mutter. It's not the same as l'gozru gzera l'gzera. It's a different word. Each gzera over here was initiated kahogan. Each one was correct. But the combination of both, if each one is exer, you're not mechuyev to observe. So that's a deal that Rabbi Kiveger quotes. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha quotes this Rabbi Kiveger. What's the din? You're not allowed to carry, again, the Mishnah Tzadikim, they says that Bein L'Rab Nosson, Bein L'Rabbanon, everybody agrees that you, min ha-Torah it's mutter to carry a chai, a person. To carry a behem, a chai, if that's the machlekes of Nosson Rabbanon. But to carry a person who's able to walk on his 2 feet, that's achai ne'aseh asatzma. To have a little baby who was just born and can't even crawl, that's like a chayla, that's like kofus. So everybody should agree. But that'll be haitzor deraisa. Once the baby's able to crawl on all four, then maybe that's the same as the behem achai b'yayf, the mishagati nafshah, that'll be a machloek desatanoim. Once the baby's able to walk, so then all the tanoim agree that that'll be mutam and atara to carry. That'll only be an Issa de Rabbana. So, and that's Mishnais, that it's also the Rabbana to carry a person, even though the person is able to walk. There is an Issa de Rabbana. Rabbi Kivega, though, in the Chubas, raises the questions, what if you're carrying the person in a karmelis? Would you say that Rabbi's klal applies in such a situation or not? So what? Whenever they're both gzeres, so karmelis, Rabbi said karmelis is a gzera. That's not our fault. Rabbi said that on Dafyud Alpha and Base. Shabbos, what about you're not allowed to carry a person who's able to walk? The Rabbanon, they prohibited carrying a person who's able to walk. So what do you consider that in the Rabbanon? That's a malochim in the Rabbanon. Sof kol sof, I'm carrying. The guy's heavy. Person is able to walk on his own. It's not the 10-pound little baby. 10-pound baby is an isa deraisa to carry. Can't even move. Can't even crawl. That's like a kofos achel. If you're carrying a person who weighs 100 pounds, that's a heavy package. So do you say that midirabbanon, that's meleches hoitzor? Or do you say, no, midirabbanon, it's not even hoitzor, it's only a gzera. It's a gzera shema. And if it'll be in a karmelis, to carry a person in a karmelis, that'll be mutter. So that's Rabbi Kivega has a suffer. So the Mishnah Berurah is not happy with Rabbi Kivega's maskana. Kivega was makom. The Mishnah Berurah wanted to be makom. So he was not happy. So he's quoting word for word from Rabbi Kivega's tshuva, but he doesn't tell you where he's quoting, because he's afraid you're going to look it up and see what it says in the tshuva. Rabbi Kivega suggests a compromise position. Maybe it depends who the person is that you carry. If it's a person who can walk on his 2 feet, he can walk very well on his own, he suggests that doesn't make sense to say that that's hoitzoa midirabon. He thinks that's only a gzera, and that would be mutter in a karmelis. That's rovers din, gzera. But if he's a baby who can only walk if you hold on to his hand, if you don't hold on to his hand, then he can only crawl. If you hold his hand, you don't have to schlep him, but if you hold his hand with support, then he's able to walk. That's a Mishnah Medadim. The Mishnah talks about to be Medadet Tina. To be Medadet Behemoth, to be Medadet Tina. So today Rabbi Kivega suggests maybe that's a Malacha Medirabon. Maybe a person who can't really walk, a little baby who's just learning how to walk and he can't really walk on his own so well, and he needs support, and maybe that's hoitzor midirabbanon. And that you wouldn't be mater in a karmelis. That's a trade derabbanon. That's a shvuz de shvuz. That's not a gzeir. But if it's a more mature child who's able to walk well on his own, he doesn't need support to walk. Rabbi Kivega suggests maybe that's only gzeir. And Mishnah Berurah apparently is not happy with that maskan. So he quotes word for word from Tshuvas Rabbi Kivega without identifying it. And then he leaves out where Rabbi Kivega argues the difference between a gzera and a shvuz de shvuz. And then the Mishnah Berurah leaves it like that, so he says, so this is not a gzeirah l'gzeirah, this is a shuz d'shuz. The Bikabega proceeds on the tshuva to quote Rava and Daf Yud Aleph and to argue, make the distinction. So the Mishnah Berurah is not happy about that. That's the shaila about carrying. Are you allowed to carry a child in an area that's a karmel?
Based on the halacha, they seem to say even going for a bar is it's only here by himself. Is
later. Yeah, what?
Is that correct? For learning, it's not a bar doesn't hold it zero.
Yeah, they don't agree with those. Right. They say that basically Abai is right. Abai makes more sense than Rava. Tosis makes it that the Rava makes more sense than Abai. So these Achrayim say no, that really Abai makes more sense than Rava. Right. No, but the
Shai.
Yeah, but neither Gzera was instituted because you're afraid someone's going to violate the Rabbanah. Each gezerah is instituted because we're afraid someone's going to violate a nisa deraisa. Just that now they combine together, so that should be two gezerahs together. Yeah. So the pashtus is that they made a gezerah, whatever you're not allowed to do in a rishus harab, you're not allowed to do in a karmelis. So that gezerah was made because of hoitzah. They're afraid that people are going to carry. So the pashtus says they should have made the gzera even with respect to wearing the pencil in the yik. Yeah, Tosis does not say like these Achrayim. They thought they had a better pshat than Tosis. So let's see again the Mishnah. So again, so if a person carries a chai b'mito, he carries a person who's able to walk. So menatara, that's mutter. It's only an Issa de Rabbanah. So not only so the Issa de Rabbanah, so you're not chayiv chatos. So not only are you not chayiv for carrying the person, you're not chayiv for the mito. Because of Iker and Tofa, Shamita Tfelelo. Yeah. Why does everybody agree that's the Tosis on Tzarek Dalam and Al Shachai, the second Tosis? Why do all the Tanoim agree Shachainus as Atzma by a person is able to walk? So Tosis says, Temel Eri, Lama Pater. Why is it Mutam and Atar? Im Shem Shachai, Mekal Atzma, dead weight is heavier than living people, so the fact that he's alive makes it lighter. So Tosis says, so what? But if you carry a feather, you're also chay mishim hoitzor. You can carry a thing that's much lighter than a person. Carry a sefer, and it's still an isa deraisa. So just because a chay neser satsmoy, he's not a person is not as heavy as he would have been if he would have been dead. But he still weighs 150 pounds. Still weighs 100 pounds. So let it still be awesome in our Torah, just because it's lighter than it would have been if he would have been dead. He's lighter. Even if he carried feathers, also maybe that's the word. Maybe shnayim shalsu. Since achaynas esatznoi is considered as if the both of us together are carrying him. Why? Because the fact that he's alive makes his weight lighter. So he's carrying himself, and I'm carrying him. So that's Shnayim Shasu. Shnayim Shasu is Pater on Shabbos. Shnayim Shasu is Pater on Shabbos. Yeah. What exactly does that mean? Shnayim Shasu is Pater. So most assume la halacha what it means is that it's Mutam in Atar. Some want to say it's only Pater from an Oynish. Pater from an Oynish. It's a Pasuk. The Gemara learns it out Basoisa. Yochid Hoysa Velo Shnayim Shasu. Where's that on Gimel Amin Aleph? Basoiso, that's on Gimel Amud Aleph. They quote the pasuk in Vayikra, chapter Dalet. Yochid v'asoiso chayv shnayim yosoiso pturim. That shnayim shasu is potter. So there's a Pnei Yeshua on Gimel Amud Aleph who raises the issue. What do you mean shnayim shasu? Is just a ptur from onesh? Or it means that it's mutam in atero? So this is a machlokes in Achreinim, and the accepted opinion is that it's mutam in atero. They quote a Yerushalmi. Shnayim shasu is mutam in atero. And the whole Issur is only the Rabban. Not just that the Pater from Koriz, the Pater from Chatos. The Pasuk happens to be talking about Chatos. Basoy, Nefesh, Miyam Horaz, Basoy, Sachos, B'kol Mitzvah Hashem, Shalos, HaSenu. The Pasuk is talking about Chatos. But we assume la lachem not like the pen shu. Pen shu wants to say it's an isa deraisa, just a tour from onshin. We assume that it's mutam and atorah. So Tosis says, what's the pshat over here? Why is achay neseat imishim nishnam shasuf turim? Correct Tosis. So habi ze yochel ze eni yochel sheina nisa yochel lisa atzma below hanosim hanosim yesh bakoyach lenos afilu hayameis. Let's say I carry a person who weighs 100 pounds. Even if he would have been dead, it would have been heavier, I'd still be able to carry him. Carry him on my shoulders. I don't know, 4 feet, 5 feet above the ground. Can he walk in the air? He can't walk in the air. If I leave him on his own, he can't walk in the air. I can carry him even if he would have been dead. So the truth of the matter is that it's a zeh yachol, zeh eino yachol. He cannot walk in the air. And I could have carried him even without his assistance. So if you have zeh yachol, zeh eino yachol, everybody agrees that shnam shasu, the one is yachol is chayv, the one is eino yachol is misayei ein bo mamish. So Tosis is not happy with that pshat. Apparently there were rishonim who said that pshat. And Tosis doesn't like the Mishum, and if you're going to say like those Mishanim, Shnaim Shasu Pturim, so they reject that. So what's Takip Shat? You learn that from the Mishkan and the Midbar, when they were traveling in the Midbar, they never carried people. They never carried the Hamas either. But the Hamas walked on their own. As they were traveling in Midbar, the people walked on their own, the Hamas walked on their own. So since the malacha, all the malachas, including hoitzur, everything is learned out from the Mishkan and the Midbar, and the people and the animals were never carried. So that's the machlokes hatanaim, exactly what you learn out. So everybody agrees you learn out that people, there's no isa deraisa of hoitzur on people. Achayna says hasman by people. The machlokes am nasim nachacham. What about learning out the deim chayviyo? Okay. They never carried in the Midbar, they never carried air conditioners either. They didn't have any air conditioners. I'm going to say, no, carrying air conditioner, you're not chai. You carry a tape recorder, you're not chai, because they didn't have any tape recorders in the Mishkan. That's ridiculous. They carried objects. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. What exactly do you learn out? Do you say you learn out that people are exempted from the din of Hoitzah? You learn out that all behemah chai v'yoyf, all living animals. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. But if you have a living animal, kafus, achayla, is tied up or he's sick and he can't, mamish can't go at all, can't move, then you don't learn out from the Midbar. The Midbar, if they would have had such an animal, they would have had to carry it. They probably didn't have, but if they had such an animal, they would have carried it. Okay. So these are the two opinions that Tosis quotes. Why do we say achayla says atzma? The first opinion is shnaim shasu. There's a problem. Shnaim shasu, there's a me'iri. I think it's on Dav Gimel, the Meiri, or it's in Hakainis also. The Meiri in Perik Hakainis in Bava Kamma. The Meiri writes, Hashnaim Shasu Pturim is only if they're both Jewish. They're both Bnei Chiyuva. If one is Yisrael, one is a Nochri, that's not called Shnaim Shasu. Then it's called Koyach Hacham Yurabai. Yisrael, or let's say, one is a Yisrael, one is a Kelev, a Balkai, an animal. So the Kelev or the Nochri is not a Bar Chiyuva. I say the Yisrael is harnessing this power and using it to accomplish a malach. So then you don't say Shnaim Shasu. So what are you going to say? If you carry a non-Jew, you're not going to say Achayna Se Satsma. If you carry a Jewish person, carry a non-Jew. If you put two and two together, I hope we don't, no one puts two and two together. If you would hold like the Meiri, then you only say Shnaim Shasu to him if they're both Bnei Chayuv, if they're both Jewish. One is Yisrael, one is a Nochri, Shnaim Shasu term doesn't apply. And you're going to hold for this reason, which Tosis is not happy about, that the reason Achayna says Atzma by people is because Shnaim Shasu, but then it should come out that it's only Mutam and Atar if I carry a Jewish person, I carry a Nochri, that'll be an Issa Deraisa because Shnaim Shasu doesn't pater if one of them is not a Bar Chiyuva. So Mistama, there is no Rishon that says like that. Whoever holds like the Miri, the Shnaim Shasu only applies when they're both Bnei Chiyuva, probably does not hold like the first day in Tosis. If it holds like the first day in Tosis, not going to hold like the Miri. Okay, that's mutually exclusive. Can't hold. We never heard such a thing that you're allowed to carry Nochrim. That if you carry a Nochri, it'll be an Issa Deraisa. Only if you carry a Yisrael, it'll be Mutam and Atar and Asim Rabban. Carry a Nochri, it'll be an Issa Deraisa. No one ever said like that. So it's, obviously, nobody holds like these two shitas together. How can it be such a shita? It's a pella. Tosis just rips it apart. How can it be such an opinion that Achaynes esatznoi is based on shnaim shasu, because he's makel on his weight. He causes his weight to be lighter. If he would have been dead, it would have been heavier. And now that he's alive, he's makel on the kovin amasui. So that's called shnaim shasu. So Tesis said, but it's ridiculous that people can't walk in the air. So Zeyachov is Eino Yachov. I could have carried this person even if he would have not been alive. I could have carried him on my shoulders. And he is unable to carry himself at that height, shoulder height. He can't walk in the air. So let it be a Zeyachov is Eino Yachov. That the Eino Yachov is called Mesayeya Imbo Mamish, and the Yachov is Chayiv. That's what Tosfos says. That it's impossible. So how was there such an opinion in the first place? So in the beginning of Maseches Bchoiris, on the first daf, I think on the base on the base, the Gemara in Bchoiris has a reason why. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Maseches Shabbos. Maseches Shabbos about riding on a horse. It's Asur Midrabbanan. There's a Mishnah in Beitza. It's forbidden with the Rabbanon for Jewish people to ride horseback on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because of the Gzeir Hashema Yiktam Zmora, that you may break off a branch as you're riding on the horse in order to whip the horse to encourage him to go faster. So they prohibited riding on a horse. What are you going to say? Riding on a horse is a malach of Kotzer with the Rabbanon. It's not Kotzer with the Rabbanon, hard to say. It's a Gzeir. You're not allowed to ride on a horse. It may lead to Kotzer. You're going to say applying medication is also the Shem Yishachik some money. So you're going to say swallowing a pill is Tochein Midirabon. So our salvation, you say, yeah, swallowing a pill is Tochein Midirabon. So Pashtas, the other Achmanim assume that it's not so. Not Tochein Midirabon. It's Exeira. We say Exeira is one level, and a Malacha Midirabon is a different level. So the Gemara discusses there a little bit the topic of Achaynes Asatma, very briefly, on base on the base of the Chorus. So the Gemara said there is a din of shvisas behemto. The pasuk in Aseres Adibras, Esasikom locha atavim chotev behemtecha. So shvisas behemto means if it's my behemah, I'm not allowed to let my behemah do a malacha, even if it's not my. I didn't initiate it. Let's say I have a next door neighbor, we're very friendly with each other. I use his things, a nachri. I use his things without permission. He uses mine without permission. We have such an arrangement. And then the Nochri decides, I see on Shabbos, he takes my horse, and he's putting on packages on the horse, that the horse should carry it for him. So the Gemara says, I have to stop him, because it will be my violation of Shvisas Bemtov. If my animal carries packages on Shabbos, that's my aver of Shvisas Bemtov. What if the Nochri himself rides on the horse? So that's not a violation of Shvisas Bemtov, because we say, Achai Nesei Satzma. If he puts a package on the back of the horse, so the horse is doing hartzor. The horse is carrying the package. If he sits on the horse, on the saddle himself, he sits on the horse and he rides. So since we say benegeto hartzor, achaynes esatzmoi, so there's no violation of shvisas bemtov. So they have in the notes from Rav Zalvala Soloveitchik Shiur and Mamfaris, so they have a comment on this tesis. He wanted to be miyashev the first pshat in tesis. Apparently there was a group of rishonim who said the first pshat, that the reason why achaynes esatzmoi, because these living people are lighter weight than dead people, so therefore he's mekel on the kovin hamasui, so therefore it's shnaim shasu. So Tosfos says, how can it be shnaim shasu? It's zeyachov zeyachov. It's ridiculous. I should say the malacha of haitzor relates to the yachol, and the yachol is ein b'mamish. Maseiyah ein b'mamish doesn't relate to him. So Rav Zalvala Soloveitchik is quoted as having said, the only time you can, that opinion in Tosfos obviously, the only time you apply this cloud, that ze yachol ze eino yachol, the eino yachol is misayeya ein bo mamish, that's only if the yachol with the eino yachol are carrying a gemara. Let's say, I'm holding the gemara like this, and the other guy put his finger on the bottom. So, I'm holding it like this, he puts the finger, makes it a little lighter. But if he takes away his finger, I'm holding it like this. I'm still holding the whole thing. So I'm holding it in such a way, Zeyachol, without his assistance. And he's holding it in such a way, if I let go, the whole Gemara is going to fall down. Just put a pinky on the bottom. So that's Zeyachol, Zeyna Yachol. And we're carrying a third object. Not carrying me, we're not carrying him, carrying our Gemara. So then you say that the whole act of Hoitzuah relates to the one who's holding it like this. The one who just put a pinky, the pinky over there, that's Nisayei, Ein Bo Mamish, the Hoitzuah does not relate to him. So this opinion in Taisus apparently distinguishes the things Bamed Vamamurim. That's because the object of Hoitzuah is something other than the person himself. But if I am the object of the Hoitzuah, how can you say, well, we're going to cut you out of the picture? You're not doing anything here. We can do without you. Yeah, you can do without me. So there's no object of Hoitzuah. You can't cut me out of the picture. If you take me out of the picture, so you didn't carry anything. So since the malach is done to my body, so that's what this opinion in Taisus holds. We don't accept this. This opinion in Taisus thinks that this is an exception to the rule. Since the malach is done to his body, so you can't just say, consider kimishayno, as if he doesn't count, he's not here. I can say, not only do we say his pu'ula, he could have said his pu'ula, he didn't do a pu'ula, but his body is here. So that's what this opinion in Taisus holds, not so. But when you have his ayachov, zayna yachov, the ayna yachov is called mesayay, ayn bo mamish. You have to be able to ignore him as if he weren't here at all. But if sof kol sof, his body is necessary for the chepze, the malach is done with his body, so you can't exclude him from the picture. So then even the activity that he's doing to be mekel the kovid amasi is also part of the picture. And that opinion in Taisos, that's called the Shnaim Shasu. It's a famous Taz. A Taz in Hilchas Shabbos and a Taz in Hilchas Nida has like that. Let's say a woman has to go, it's the same Taz, on the same topic. Let's say a woman has to go to Mikvah on Shabbos. So the custom is, the minig is that the women cut off their nails short. When they go to Mikvah, it shouldn't be a Shaila v'chatzitza. If a woman has a long nail, she plans to cut it off. So according to some Rishonim, the nail that's not cut off may constitute a chatzitza with the rest of the nail that she's going to leave behind after she cuts it off. So it's an issue of chatzitza. So the practice is women always cut their nails. But let's say a woman has nailed three laws. A woman has to go to Mikvah on Shabbos and she forgot to cut her nails on Erev Shabbos. Is she allowed to ask a Nochri to cut the nails on Shabbos? So the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch that this is mutter. That's called the Shvus. The Shvus b'makom mitzvah. We're going to make fun time is considered a mitzvah, and to ask a non-Jew to cut the nails for you is only a derabbanon. And even if you would cut the nails yourself and throw them out in the garbage, that's only derabbanon, because that's called the malacha shein svicha l'gufa. That's what Taisus said. That's the question. That's what Taisus assumes. The cutting off nails. Where's this Taisus? That cutting off nails. It's coming up. Tzadik's over there. Where is it? Tzadik Dalid, Almud Beis, the very next down. It says Tzadik Dalid Almud Beis Dima Maschol Avol Bekli Diri Hakol Chayev. The Mishnah says if you use a nail cutter to cut your nails, everybody agrees that that constitutes a malacha deraisa of gozeis. If you cut off hair, or you shear off wool that grows on an animal, you cut off nails, or you have a wart that doesn't belong on the body, and you remove a wart, that's a Mishnah in Erevin. So removing a yabelis, the Shabbos of the Yontif, is a malach of gozes. If you cut off a guy's arm, that's not gozes. The arm is supposed to be there. It's only if you cut off something that doesn't belong. The Gemara says later in Shabbos that to perform a bris on Shabbos is a malacha. It's only allowed if it's a mila bizmana. It's a mila shlo bizmana. We don't allow you to perform the bris on Shabbos. So what's the malacha involved in doing a mila on Shabbos? So there are different opinions in the Rishonim. So some Rishonim say that it's gozes. So the Dvar Avram points out, he thinks it's only gozes on a Jewish baby. You're going to do a circumcision on a non-Jewish baby. That's like cutting off his finger. What do you cut off the arla for? It belongs there. So on a Jewish baby, the orla is like a fingernail that it's a yazman. It's like hair. The hair is too long, so I cut off the hair. It's something that's a tzugachep. It's something that's added onto the body that's made to be removed. So if you cut off something, that's something a wart on the body. But if you cut off his whole head, you cut off his arm, so that's not gozer. Okay. That's a malach. Where's that Gemara? They're doing a bris mila on Shabbos. Is a malach. Huh? Others say it's Natilus and Shama because it's bleeding, yes. That's on Kufa of Amir Aleph. The Gemara says that doing a Milan Shabbos is for sure a malacha. Malu l'sakin mila, malu l'sakin kli. It's a malacha to do a bris mila on Shabbos. You ask the question, which malacha is it? So there are different opinions.
So the So
Pashat Pshat and Gemara is... Right. So Pashat, the way we learn, the Pashat Pshat and Gemara is that it's a malacha of Kabura. Kabura is bleeding. What's bleeding we assume is Natilas Neshama. Like Taisus, like the Rishama. Yeah, that's the way we learn. But other Rishonim say not. So others say, no, the Gemara says it's Mesakein. Mesakein Mona, the Gemara says. Mesakein Mona. What did the Gemara learn out of Mekalka Bachabura? So the Achrenim say, because he is bleeding at the time that you perform it. He is bleeding. So whenever there's bleeding involved and you're doing some kind of a malacha or another, the kilkul, so that's the malacha. Mekalka Bachabura is chayv. Even though the malacha that you... that you're worried about is not the bleeding malacha, it's a misakin, or it's a gozes, or some other malacha. Yeah. But the Pasha Peshad, we learned that it's that the, since it's going to be bleeding involved, so that's the malacha. So the Ramoa, so again, so there's a Mishnah and Tzadik, a Mishnah with the Gemara Tzadik Dalar on the base about cutting off nails. The Gemara said, if you cut off the nails by the nail cutter, that everybody agrees that's a malacha of gozes. Because the nails are something added on. They keep on growing. You have to cut them off from time to time. So Tesis says, wait a minute. When you cut off the nails, you throw them out. You burn them. You throw them out. You get rid of them. So Tesis claims that that should be considered a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufo. That's what we're supposed to. That's supposed to be the topic of today's shiur. We're going to get there. Ultimately, we're going to get there. Okay, just got to give a little background. So Taisha says, if you cut off hair and you throw the hair out in the garbage, if you give the baby the first haircut, and then you save the lock of hair and you put it away with the baby pictures, so that's a malacha tzvicha l'gufa. You did go. You shear off the wool and you're going to save the wool to make a woolen sweater, to make woolen clothing. So that's a malacha tzvicha l'gufa. But if you cut off, you take your haircut and you throw the hair in the garbage, you cut off the nails and you burn the nails, you get rid of them. So that's, Tosfos calls that a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. So the worst it could be is only the Rabban. So that's where the Ramah goes with this Tosfos. Says if you cut off nails and you throw them in the garbage, it's only the Rabban to begin with. And if you ask a Nachri to cut off the nails for you, that's only the Rabban. So here it's a double the Rabban. You're asking a Nachri, you're not doing it yourself. And the malacha, even if you would have done it yourself, would have only been maximum the Rabban. Because it's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. So that's a shvuz de shvuz. It's a trade de rabbanon. And we paskin like that Tesis in Gittin Davches, that a shvuz de shvuz b'makam mitzvah is mutter. We assume that this is constitutes a makam mitzvah. This is a legitimate makam mitzvah to go to mikveh at the proper time. So that's what the Ramah says that it's permissible. Or the Ramah has another heter. A person has, he has a trouble with a tooth. And he has such pain, terrible, gefela. So he goes to the non-Jewish dentist. Dentist says, we got to pull the tooth. If we pull the tooth, then the pain will stop. So am I permitted to ask the Nachri to pull the tooth out on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? If he pulls the tooth, it's not because nefesh. It's just I'll be in great pain. If he doesn't pull out the tooth, I'll have great pain. So we paskin, that's called, if a person has so much pain that it prevents him from functioning normally, that's called the chol shein b'sakana. And a chayle shein v'sakane, the Gemara says Amir l'Nachri is muta. It's a Gemara kuf chav tesam and al. Amir l'Nachri is muta, but makom chayle shein v'sakane. So you're permitted to ask a Nachri, let's say, to drive you to the hospital on Shabbos. You're allowed to ask a Nachri to drive you to the hospital on Shabbos, even though there's absolutely no suffix sakana whatsoever. But it's a chayle shein v'sakane. He doesn't want to sit in pain the whole Shabbos and just krechts away. So the Ramah says, you're permitted to ask the Nachri dentist to pull out the tooth on Shabbos, even though it's a malacha, there's going to be a lot of bleeding. Maybe it's gozes, pull out the tooth that doesn't belong. I don't know. But at least there's going to be bleeding. So it's permissible to ask the Nachri because it's a chodesh shem sakana, and Amir l'Nachri is muta b'makam chodesh shem sakana. So the Taz picks on these two Ramahs. The Ramah by the Hilchas Shabbos to have the non-Jewish dentist pull out the tooth, and the Ramah in Hilchas Nidah where he allows the non-Jewish person to cut off the nails on Shabbos. That's considered the shuz b'shuz b'makam mitzvah. So the Taz says When do we consider Amir? When do we consider? When do we declare Amir l'Nachri as an Issa d'Rabbanon? That's if I ask the Nachri to drive the car. I ask the Nachri to talk on the telephone. I ask the Nachri to turn on the light. I ask him to do a malacha on some object other than my body. But if I ask Nachri, here are my fingers cut off the nails. Or here I'm opening up my mouth. I say, do me a favor, yank out the tooth that's causing all the pain. So if the cheftza shel malacha is my body. Then you can't say. Then Amir l'Nachri is no longer the Rabbanon, it becomes an Issa d'Oraisa, and we're only matir b'mokam safek sakon. You're only matir a d'Oraisa where there's a safek sakon. How does it become all of a sudden d'Oraisa? Just because he's doing on my body. So the Taz says, that's what it says in the Gemara in Malkus. The Gemara says, if I shave off my payas, I get Malkus. And if I have someone else shave off my pace, he'll get Malkus. Okay, I won't get Malkus. But if I lean over and I make it easier for him to do the job, Misayeya, if I'm Misayeya, then I also get Malkus. So the Bishayim asks, but Misayeya ain bo mamish, the Halacha says, you can lean from today till tomorrow. Your pace are not going to get shaved off. And he can shave off the pace even if you don't help him by leaning. He'll lean his hand. He'll lean his head. He'll lean his hand. He doesn't need you to lean your head over. So he can do the pu'ula, he can do the malacha, he can do the activity of cutting off the pace without my leaning. And my leaning accomplishes nothing. So the Rishonim ask, why don't you say Misayei Ein Bo Mamish? So the Taz says, the answer is, that's what he claims, the Taz says, the answer is, that you never say Misayei Ein Bo Mamish on the Guf Adam. If the other party, is the other person is doing some activity on my body, and I'm if I just sit there and don't help him at all, then the maaser does not relate to me. But he can't yank out the tooth unless I open my mouth. If a woman is going to keep her hands closed like this, he can't cut off a nail. She has to stretch her fingers out and separate the fingers to make it available for the nochris to cut off the nails. So since she's stretching out her fingers and the choyla is opening his mouth, so that's called misayeya. So whenever the malacha is done begufi, then you don't say misayei ein bo mamish. I say, since I too am participating in the malacha, there's no longer the kula of amir l'nochi. It's not called amir l'nochi. It becomes anisa deraisa. And the only hat that you would have would be if it would be a suffix sakon. So the shach disagrees. There's a long taz. And the Shach has a long Nekudas HaKesef where he disagrees with the Taz. He says, Hagwash. He says, there is no such thing. The whole thing is wrong from top to bottom. The Rishonim all ask that kasha and they give other answers. They don't say the same thing, whatever it's begufa. But obviously, that's what the Taz is driving at. The same as that's Lecher Bar Avelvela said over here. That when you say Misayei Ein Bo Mamish, if the Malach is done on some object other than my body, but if the malacha is done, and aver is done on my body, either the malacha by Shabbos or the shaving off the payas is done on my body, and I am the sayyei, I lean over a little bit in an awkward, unusual fashion. I just sit down in the barber chair. That's not called the sayyei. I'm saying it means I lean over in an unusual position. So then we say that since the ma'isa is done the gufi and I'm the sayyei of the mikzas, so the pu'ula relates back to me. So that's apparently what this first day in Taisus thinks. That's what Avavel is miyashiv. The popular opinion is the second opinion. I mean, Mishkan Gamrin and Mishkan, they didn't carry the people, they didn't carry the babies, everybody walked. That's what we usually assume. But there was a different pshat. Taisus is quoting another pshat that did exist. They held that the reason why you put the Achayna says that's because it's called Shnaim Shasu. What kind of Shnaim Shasu? Because he's Mekel on the Kovet HaMasa, because man is alive, Achai Mekel al Atzmo. I bet it's a Yochel, is an Eina Yochel. He can't walk in mid-air. He can't walk in the air. I can carry him in mid-air even if he would have been dead. He's light enough, I could carry him even if he were dead. And he cannot walk in mid-air without me carrying him on my shoulders. So that's apparently they think that it doesn't matter. That's how Taisus rejected it. Zayachov is Eina Yachov. So they apparently think that even though it's Eina Yachov, but since he's Misayei and the Malach has done the Guf on Mamish, so you don't say Misayei Ein Bo Mamish. Okay. It's a Chiddush. So again, so the Mishnah says if you carry a person, it's Mutam and Atar.
Because use that principle to Matayah.
Taz uses it to relate the Maisa to me. Yeah. So here in this case, he related to me, makes it into Shnaim Shasuhu. Yeah. I mean, in the Taz's case, why don't you also call it Shnaim Shasuhu? Also call it Shnaim Shasuhu. Taz apparently thinks that Shnaim Shasuhu is an Issa Deraisa. It's just a Ptur from Unshin, which is not the generally accepted opinion. Yeshua suggested like that. Shnaim Shasu is. Yeshua says like that. Shnaim Shasu is only a ptur from Onshin, and it's not that it's mutter. The Achreinim are masig on that. They say it's a beferish in Yerushalmi. Shnaim Shasu is mutter and atar. That is a ganz different. Okay. Ah. Shnaim Shasu doesn't apply if one is an Achrein. Maybe? Okay. Doesn't explain. It's a long Taz, isn't it? Something or another. Okay. Something or another. Good. So we got to research all these topics. So the Mishnah says if you carry a person on Shabbos, it's mutam and atar. Sure. There's no oinish. We assume it's mutam and atar. The Holy is only the Rabban. And the Shaila and the Carmelis, if it's also. Sure. So if I carry a Sachai b'mito, patar falamito, shamito, tfeil alo. Sure. What if I carry a mace b'mito? Chayef. If you carry a mace, so you can't apply the klal of achayinah se'satma. It's not alive. How much do you have to carry from the mace? You have to carry the whole dead body. V'chein kazayis min ha'mace. You always have to have a kashir. So what's the kashir? Something that has significance. So kazayis min ha'mace is enough to be metame, the ohel. Kazayis min ha'mace, metame for it. So it says, Kazais min ha'meis, Kazais min ha'nevela, Kadasha min ha'sheretz. This is the shear for tumor purposes. So then it has enough of a shear, so the din is chayiv. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon holds that ha'motzi as ha'meis is potter. Why is he potter? Rashi writes, afilu b'mei sholem, t'havi malach ha'shein ha'tzvicha l'gufa, ha'malach ha'shein ha'tzvicha l'gufa, ein ha'malach. What exactly does it mean? It's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. This is the original machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudit. That a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa is an isa deraisa and isa derabban. Even according to Reb Shimon, that's mutam and atara mid the rabban and deyasid. He says Reb Shimon poiter. He doesn't say Reb Shimon matir mid the rabban and deyasid. What prompted them? What motivated the chacham to ask him the rabban? All these things. Let's say carry. So we say, Achai Neses Hatzman, Smutam and Atar, but it's also Rabban. Why they make Exer Rabban? It's Exer, I understand. If you'll allow people to carry children, then the next thing is they'll carry packages also. So they had to ask for that too. So he says, if you carry a Malachash, if you do any Malachash in Svicha Lagufa, they made Exer the Rabban, and you're not allowed to do it, next time we'll do a Malachash in Svicha Lagufa. Okay. Taisus in Yuma has an interesting comment. There is another Machleg Zabir Reb Shimon, which is going to come up every 10 blot, at least. Dov Shein Miskavin. The Dov Shein Miskavin is also a mutma. Let's say a guy opens up a door to the room, and he knows that sometimes the opening of the door will cause a light to go on, and sometimes the light will not go on, depending whether they hooked up the system on Erev Shabbos or not, or they detached the system. So do you say Sveka Deraisa L'chumer that you're not allowed to open the door because there's a 50-50 chance that it may trigger a malacha? Do you say it's muta? So that's a machlek Rabbi Yudah Reb Shimon. So Rabbi Yudah says the Abishem is kavein, is also you're not allowed to because you know in advance that it may cause a malacha. And we pass like Reb Shimon that it's muta. The Abishem is kavein is muta. So the person wants to know how come over there by the Abishem is kavein muta they didn't even make an Issa Derabbanan. I come over here by Malacha Shein Tzvicha Leguf and they introduce the Nisa de Rabbana. So Taisus and Yumi gives you a klal. They say they introduce the Surim de Rabbana Kedei Lahashva Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTarakula. These are famous Taisus which in the course of the year for sure you will be learning. The Taisus goes on Lamed Dalet on the base and Yumi goes over to Lamed Hem and Al. Very long Taisus. Gigantic Taisus. They have a few topics that they have to discuss, and we're going to go back to this Tosis a few times. So the Tosis, the part of the Tosis that's on Lam and Ham and Aleph, that's where they have this line. And the wide lines, they have it. By Malacha Shein Svicha Lagufa, even if you're like Reb Shimon, that is Mutam and Atar, they ask in the Rabbana why. So Tosis Lashon is, Kedei Lahashva Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula, in order to equate Shabbos to Kol HaTorah Kula. The whole concept of Malacha Shein Svicha Lagufa, Reb Shimon, that he holds that it's Mutam and Atar, it's only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. We mentioned yesterday, it doesn't apply to Malachas HaKarka B'Shviyas. And Shnas HaShmita, when you're not allowed to do Sot Chol HaSizah, Kama Chol HaSizmar, Tzvich Ketzir Chol HaSikza, certain Malachas HaKarka are forbidden. So even if it's ain't Tzvich HaLeguf, it'll still be an Issa Derais. The whole Kula of Reb Shimon, that ain't Tzvich HaLeguf, lowers the Malacha to the level of the Rabbanon, that's only respect to Shabbos and Yontif. Ain't Tzvich HaLeguf is relevant. Respect Kol HaTorah Kula, there is no such din. The Tosis writes Alosh and Kedei Lahashva Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. That's why the Chachamim introduced that Malacha Shein Svich LeGufa should be Asim Drabban. What about Dov Shein Miskavin Mutter? So that Dov Shein Miskavin, if you hold like Reb Shimon, that Dov Shein Miskavin is Mutter, it's Mutter and Kol HaTorah Kula. That's not a unique Kula in Hilcha Shabbos. That's a din of Kol HaTorah Kula. So Tosis says, so why should they Asim Drabban? Why should they introduce Xerim and the Rabbanon to prohibit it? If it's Tov Shem Skaven and Mutter, it's Mutter. Leave it. Let it be Mutter. They only introduce Chumris from the Rabbanon, Kedei Lahashra Shabbos, L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Loshon of Tosfos. Okay. So that's Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon argues with the Tanakam, Tanakam is Reb Yudit, by Motzi Es HaMeis. They both agree that this constitutes a Malacha Shein Svicha Lagufa. They just argued, Tanakam is Reb Yudah holds Malacha Shein Svicha Lagufa is an Issa Deraisa. And we pass like Reb Shimon. Most of the Rishonim pass like Reb Shimon. That Malacha Shein Svicha Lagufa is only an Issa Derabbanan. The Rambam and the Balamor stand out. These are the two Rishonim who pass like Reb Yudah. That Malacha Shein Svicha Lagufa constitutes an Issa Deraisa. But all the other Rishonim assume, we assume Shulchan Aruch, that Ein Svicha Lagufa is only an Issa Derabbanan. Question is, what's the definition of Ein Svicha L'Gufa? What do the words mean? What does it mean? A Malacha Shein Svicha L'Gufa. So here, on this daft, there's the famous Tosfos, Sarik Dalad Amin Aleph, Dima Maschor Reb Shimon Poiter has a very famous Tosfos, and Rashi on the Mishnah, Tzadik Gimel Amin Beis, and Rashi on the Gemara, Tzadik Dalad Amin Aleph. Rashi has it a few times. And then it's repeated later. This is a recurrent machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos comes up quite a few times. One of the main sources is Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. There's a machlokes there, Rashi and Tosfos. She Rashi always writes the same shot. Rashi holds that Ein Svicha L'Gufa is a prat within the din of Mesaken and Mekalkel. You only chayiv on Shabbos if he did a Malachas Nachshevis. Granted, the pasuk Malachas Nachshevis doesn't say by Shabbos. The original pasuk says by Malachas HaMishkan. But the definition of a malacha is established based on whatever was done in the Mishkan. So since you require malachas machshavas from Mishkan, so mainly we assume that you require malachas machshavas from malachas Shabbos. That's the Gemara in the first pairing of Chagiga. It says like that. That malachas Shabbos sometimes is mikra muat, v'halachas merubas. There's very little pasuk, and there's a lot of Torah Shabbal Peh. So the Gemara says, where is there a little pasuk, a lot of Torah Shabbal Peh? So Gemara says, for example, the Malachas Nachshavas doesn't even say by Shabbos. It says it by the Mishkan, but we derive Shabbos from the Mishkan because the Pesukim say you're not allowed to build a Mishkan on Shabbos. So it's really the pasuk doesn't even say by Shabbos. So from that pasuk of Malachas Nachshavas, we learn out a lot of klolim in Hilchos Shabbos. One of the klolim is that the malach has to be done in the fashion of Misakin as opposed to Mikalkan. That's the Mishnah. And that kuf hey on the base, the Mishnah says, "Kol amakalkalim tuim." Second line in the Mishnah from the top, "Kol amakalkalim tuim." You do a malacha deraisa in a fashion of kilkal yipata because it lacks malachas machshavas. Not just if you makalkal yipata, you're only chayiv if you did misakein. But if you did a malacha, it's not misakein, it's not makalkal, then you're not chayiv. It has to be misakein. It's only called the Malachas Masheves if you did the Malach in such a way that that there was a tikkun. So the Gemara continues their Kuvava Medala. So Rashi learns explicitly, Rashi in the Balamor, many Rishonim hold like this, that the machlokes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon, whether Malacha Shein Svicha Begufa, we didn't define it yet. Whether Malacha Shein Svicha Begufa is an Isra Deraisa, or it's Mutam and Atar, it's only Asam Rabbanan, is a prat within the klal of Misakeh. They all agree, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yudah all agree, that in order to be considered a Malacha has to be Misakeh. And if you're lacking Tikkun, you're not Chayiv, even if there's no Mekalkel. If you're lacking Misakeh, you're not Chayiv. Oh, so now Rashi learns that this is the case. Let's say the house is burning down, and I run with buckets of water and I extinguish the flame. So extinguishing a flame is mechaber. So before he came over to extinguish the flame, you have a situation that's very bad, and it's getting worse, because the fire is still burning, the whole house is going to burn down. As it is, I already lost $50,000, I have $50,000 of damage. So if you don't do something fast, you're going to lose the whole house. My whole $2 million house is going to burn down. So I come and I do a malacha. Did the malacha accomplish anything? Yes. It saved the rest of the house from burning down. Did it make the situation better? Yes, the house is going to burn down and it saved the day. But it didn't improve. There's nothing now that wasn't there from before. The house was safe from burning down. So Rashi says that's exactly the machlekes satanoi. Have a situation that's bad, and if you leave it on its own, it's going to get worse. And you did a malacha to stop it from getting worse. So Rabbi Yudah holds that that's misakin. Gevaldik. He saved the house. But where does the Gemara have another case? The Gemara has in the first perek in Shabbos, Vayetze Azav B'Kishalo. A person is bleeding, a person has oozing out from his body, whatever, all kinds of stuff. He's going to make his clothing all dirty. He's going to make stains in his clothing. He doesn't want to have stains in his clothing. So he puts, let's say a guy's going, it's pouring outside. It's raining outside. He has this beautiful shtreimel. He has a beautiful hat. And the hat, the shtreimel, is going to get ruined in the rain. So he puts on a plastic hat covering. Plastic hat covering is not the normal way to walk on the street. You don't wear it unless it's raining outside. And the purpose of the hat covering is to protect the hat. So the Gemara says that's a masui, that's haitzur, to wear something if it's pouring so much, like this morning it was pouring so much that the rain is going to go through and through the hat and you're going to get wet, you can catch a cold, and you want to have this plastic hat, or let's say you're wearing rubbers, you want to protect your feet, not only you want to protect the shoes from getting, the leather shouldn't get ruined, and the black dye on the leather shouldn't turn white. Not only do you want to protect your shoes, you want to protect your feet. You don't want to catch a cold. You don't want to feel uncomfortable walking around in the soggy socks and the soggy shoes and the puddles of water. So if the purpose of wearing the boots, the rubbers, is to protect the feet, and the purpose of wearing the rain hat is to protect the body from getting wet, rained on, so then it is called the malbush. Then it is called a malbush. But let's say the purpose, the sole purpose of wearing the rain hat is not pouring so much. He's just afraid his hat is going to get out of shape. He wants to protect the hat. There's no chashash that is going to, he doesn't have to protect his head. So then the Gemara considers it a masui. So the Gemara has a machlekes satanoi regarding that masui. Does that constitute an issa deraisa, or is that only an issa derabbanan? That's on Yud. Kol Atzulitina. That's the bottom of Yud Aleph on the base. Kol Atzulitina Flotel Chashev. Al-Gemar, if he's only interested in protecting his clothing, then the Gemara considers it a masui. It's not considered Derech Levisha. And then the Gemara says about the seven lines from the top of Yud Beis Amin Aleph, Harab Yudah Harab Shimon. It depends on the machlekes of Melachah Shein Svicha LeGufa. What has got to a Melachah Shein Svicha LeGufa? So here's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. How do you define Melachah Shein Svicha LeGufa? Major machlekes. So Rashi's opinion is that it's a prat within Hilchos Misakin and Mekalkel. If he's going to go in the rain, the hat is going to get ruined. So he carries an umbrella to protect his hat. He wears a plastic hat cover, which is basically carrying an umbrella. He's doing hotzor. You have to carry in your hand. If you carry in your pocket, it's also hotzor. If I put the plastic cover on the hat, it's also hotzor. If it's a masui, if it's to protect my head from getting wet, then it's not a masui, then it's called a malbush. But if it's only for the purpose of protecting my hat or my shoes, not at all for the purpose of protecting my body, then the Gemara says, Atsuli mitinaf is considered a masui. So the only shaila is, the Gemara says, but it's a malacha shein smicha lagufa. Nachamo. So Rashi holds, what does it mean? If I carry a Gemara to the Beis Medrash in order to learn in the Beis Medrash with the Gemara, so that's called misakein. I now have a sidra, I now have a Gemara which I can use. I carry shoes, at least I want to change my shoes when I go to the other building, so I carry shoes on Shabbos. I want to wear the shoes in the other building. I don't want to wear them now. I'm going to wear them now, they're going to get wet in the puddle. I want to put on dry shoes in the other building. So that's a malacha, tzvicha legufa. That's misakein. He carried something and he's going to use it over there. So that's called misakin, yeah. Hotzor is a malacha gruah, so it's harder to define what the misakin is. Usually in the other 38 malachas, you create something new. You do a creative activity. So is it going to be useful? The thing that you just made, you plucked off apples from the tree. You plan that someone's going to eat the apples, right? So that's misakin. If you're just practicing stretching, in order to lose weight or something, okay, you're an haksharai, just pulling off the apple, you're going to throw them out in the garbage, just practicing plucking off, so no one's going to eat the apple, then it's ain't smicha legufa. Let's see according to Rashi. So Rashi holds, if I carry something to the other rishus, to the other place, and I'm going to use it there, so that's smicha legufa, that's the tikkun in hoitzor. Tikkun in hoitzor is that instead of being here, the object is over there. And is it better for my purposes that the object is there? So the answer is, yeah, I'm going to use. I want to learn from the sefer and the base medrash. So that's malachat tzricha legufa. But what happens if the whole purpose of carrying is not to improve any situation? It's just to maintain status quo. I have a good hat. I have a good shtreimel. I don't want it to get ruined. I have a good pair of shoes. I don't want the shoes of the shtreimel to get ruined. So that's why I carry an umbrella, or I carry this plastic cover, or the boots on top of the shoes. So if the whole purpose only is to protect the shoes from getting ruined, so Rashi learns that's a machlokes satanan. So Rav Yehuda says, no, that's misakein. You saved your shoes. That's an expensive shtreimel, $2,000 shtreimel. So you saved it. So ein lecha misakein gadol mizeh. You saved your hat, okay? A little less expensive than the shtreimel. And Rav Shimon says, no, that's not called misakein. Just because you're stuck in a bad situation and something is going to get ruined, the house is burning down and you put out the fire. So you did a malacha in order to prevent the situation, in order to prevent the kilkul from occurring. So Yehuda says that gufa is a misakin. You prevented the house from burning down. You prevented your clothing from getting ruined. So that's quite an accomplishment. You're a happy man today. You saved your property from getting destroyed. And most of the Rishonim Paschal, like Reb Shimon, and Rashi learns Pshat and Reb Shimon, that's not called misakin. Misakin means I improved the situation. I made it better. Yeah, just maintain status quo. Very happy to have succeeded in maintaining status quo, because the situation is such that it's bad, and it's going from bad to worse. It's going to get ruined. But just to maintain status quo, that's not enough. Misakin has to be, you improve the situation. So that's how Rashi seems to learn. Rashi very explicit on Kuvav and Aleph. The Gemara says that these two Tanaim, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, have an argument regarding Mekalkel by two Malachas, by Choybel Amabe. We have 39 Malachas. We assume you need Malachas Machsheves by all the 39 Malachas. No, it says equally. It doesn't say it equally by any of them. It says Malachas Machsheves by the Mishkan. It doesn't say by any Malacha, but we borrow it. The Gemara says in Chagig, in the first paragraph, we borrow the Pasuk from Malachas HaMishkan, we apply to the Malachas Shabbos. It's only called a Malacha if you do Malachas Machsheves. So the Pashto should be that the requirement, the condition of Malachas Machsheves applies equally to all the 39 Malachas. The Gemara comes in, no, it's a Machlech Zabiyuta Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that two Malachas are exempted, they don't need Malachas Machsheves. Choyvel Amavir, even the Kalkal is Chayv, and any other din that's derived from Malachas Machsheves, Tosfos quotes increases. Gemara has other dinim that are based on Malachas Machsheves. Any other din that's based on that pasuk Malachas Machsheves just doesn't apply to Choyvel Amavir, according to Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, not true. All the 39 malachas require malachas Moshe. So where does Reb Shimon get this from? Where does Reb Shimon have such an einfall? That you don't require malachas Moshe by two. If you would have wanted to pick out a malacha where you shouldn't need malachas Moshe, someone with a straight head should have said, Haitzah. Because Haitzah is a malacha gruah. You're not accomplishing anything. What kind of malachas Moshe? That's not the one. Haitzah, you do need malachas Moshe. The two that Reb Shimon picks out, that you don't need malachas machshavas b'chayv l'mavet. So where does this come from that Reb Shimon holds like that and Reb Yehuda disagrees? And the Gemara talks about it. The Gemara doesn't even quote a Mishnah, a Braisa, a source. The Gemara doesn't give any source. How did the Gemara, how did the Chachmei HaTalmud know that there's a machlokes Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon? And what is it based on in Svara, in logic? So Rashi says, oh, it's Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon l'shitasam. Rashi in the Balamor and Kuvav v'Me'av. There's a long Balamor. Says the same as Rashi says, long Rashi, a lot of Rashi on Kuvav and Manala. So Rashi and the Balamo both say it's totally zed bezed. If you hold like Reb Shimon that Malach Hashem Svicha Lagufa is putter, means that the only time you chayv on any Malach is if you do Mesakein. It's only called Mesakein if it's a Malach Svicha Lagufa. Whenever it's ain't Svicha Lagufa, then it's not called Mesakein. That's already Rashi's definition. So the Gemara raised a question, wait a minute, Chayv on the Mavir is always Ein Svicha L'Gufa. It's never going to be Misakin. So how will you have a Chayv on Chayv on the Mavir? So it must be Bech Reyach that Chayv on the Mavir are exceptions to the rule that you don't need Malachas Mach. You don't need Misakin. You don't need Misakin means you don't need Malachas Mach Shevis. So any other din also that is based on Malachas Mach Shevis will simply not apply to Chayv on the Mavir. So that's Reb Shimon L'Shita Soy, who holds that Ein Svicha L'Gufa is considered a lack of Misakein, and that's why Hal Zain Svicha Lagufa is not an Issa Deraisa, because you're lacking Misakein. So this is good on 38 Malachas. If it's Ein Svicha Lagufa, you're not Chayv. But Chayv al-Mavir, it's always going to be Ein Svicha Lagufa. How can you ever have a Malacha of Chayv al-Mavir? So that's Reb Shimon's Raya, that by Chayv al-Mavir, Mekalkal is Chayv. Kalkal is Chayv means you don't need Malachas Machsheva, so all the Dinim is fun. And Reb Yehuda L'Shitasa holds that it's not true. I can label the Malacha as a Misakein, despite the fact that it's Ein Svicha L'Gufa. So you can have Chayv on a Mavir, we'll have cases of Chayv on a Mavir where it's called Misakein, even though it's Ein Svicha L'Gufa. So Rabbi Yehuda sees no problem. He holds that you need Malachas Machshavas in all the 39 Malachas. All 39 Malachas need Malachas Machshavas. Rabbi Shimon is forced into singling out Chayv on a Mavir, L'shita Soy, because he holds that Ein Svicha L'Gufa is always lacking Misakein, it's always a lack of Misakein. And by Choyv Lamavir, it's always going to be in Svicha L'Gufa, he has no choice. That's what Rashi and the Balamor say. Tosfos disagrees in a big way with Rashi.
How does Rashi and
Svicha L'Gufa? Rashi does not agree with Tosfos on the Choyv L'Gufa and it's Ochel Afor. We'll have to go through it. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And the main raya, mamish, exactly the opposite of Rashi. Main raya here on Kuvav and Aleph, there's a little tesis bechovel. So they quote a Gemara Sanhedrin pei dalit. That Gemara mamish is against Rashi. The same tesis appears over here on Ayin Hey Amid Aleph with the same raya. Fei nichalei. And Ayin Hayam and Aleph Tvei Nichalei Tesis says again, Sanhedrin Pei Dalet. Don't forget the Gemara Sanhedrin Pei Dalet. That rips apart the whole Shitas Rashi. So the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin that even if you hold like Reb Shimon, that Mekalkal is Chaye B'Chayv Ulamavir, Mekalkal is Chaye B'Chayv Ulamavir. But you still need that it should be Malach HaTzvich HaLagufa. So Tesis says that's impossible according to Rashi. According to Rashi, that the topic of Malacha, Tzvicha L'Gufa, Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, is a prat within Misakein. The assumption is all the Lamed Hesavis Malachas need Misakein, because the Pasuk says Malachas Mashevitz. So you need all the Malachas should be Misakein. And now comes a Machlek Zabir Reb Shimon, is Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa labeled as Misakein, or is it not called Misakein? But if you say that Mekalkal is Chai B'Chayv Olamavir, you don't even need Misakein. Mekalkal is also how can you require Tzvicha L'Gufa? It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara Sanhedrin, Mamish contradicts Rashi. Gemara Sanhedrin says, even if you'll adopt Reb Shimon's position, And the kalkal the chayvul amavir is chayev, but you still need that the chayvul amavir should be tzvicha legufa. What in the world do you need should be tzvicha legufa? If the din is that the kalkal is chayev, tzvicha legufa is a prat within misakin. Is it called misakin or not? Is that enough of a tikkun? According to Rashi, that the machlekes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda is a machlekes. The situation is bad; it's going to get worse, and you did a malacha to stop it from getting worse. Is that so? Rabbi Yehuda says accomplished, mission accomplished. It's misakin. Rav Shimon says, yeah, mission accomplished, but it's a negative tikkun. You prevented the house from burning down, you prevented your clothing from getting ruined, but it's not a positive misakin. You need a positive misakin. So if the whole machlekes Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda is whether ein svicha legufa is enough to be labeled as misakin or not, so how can the Gemara say, even if you hold mekalkal chay v'chay v'lamavir, but you still need that it should be svicha legufa? It's impossible. If mekalkal is chayv, so you don't need tzvicha legufa. Tzvicha legufa is only a prat within, a pilpul. Is that called enough of a misakin? But you don't need misakin. So Tosfos says he sees in Gemara Sanhedrin that Rashi is wrong. So how can Rashi take to say against the Gemara Sanhedrin? So the Gemara Sanhedrin, Rashi, oh, that's a different Gemara. That's not the normal understanding. And where did Rashi get the normal understanding from? The Rashi holds that all the sugis and shas are the normal ones. And that Gemara, that's a Yotze Deifen Diki Gemara. That Gemara holds like Tesis. Rashi has to be masculine. That Gemara holds like Tesis. But all the abnormal Gemaras don't hold. So Rashi says, here, Kuvvav and Meralef. The Gemara has a Machlitz of Shimon Rav Yehuda, which doesn't appear anywhere in the Shnayis HaBraisis, where the Mekal Kalchai B'choy V'lamavah, where did the Amorim get it from? The Echreach, they figured it out on their own from the Machlitz of Yerav Shimon by Meloch HaShem Tzvicha L'Gufa. You see from the Gemara that Meloch Hashem Tzvicha Leguf is a prat within Misakin and Mekalk. That's how Rashi holds it. Tesis, you see, Rashi has to admit that Gemara Sanhedrin is against his sheet. So that Gemara holds like Tesis. Tesis, on the other hand, admits that there's a Gemara Chagiga that says the Feirish like Rashi. That's what Tesis writes on Ayin Heyam et Aleph. Fein Nichalei. Said they quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet was beferish against Rashi, and they hold Tesis holds all the sugyas are against Rashi, But the last two lines in Tesis they say, but there is a Gemara Chagiga that says black on white like Rashi. The Tema the Besav Perakam and Chagiga Mashma. Truth of the matter, you look in the Gemara, it's not even Mashma. It's not even a Mashmoz. But Tesis somehow was very very honest about it. And they thought it's mashma. I don't know. I don't see it in the Gemara. It's not mashma anything there. Tosfos says the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud sounds very much like Rashi. So Tosfos says, okay. Tosfos said, that's one Gemara is like Rashi. But all of Shas, the 99% of the Gemaras, are not like Rashi. And Tosfos and Rashi hold the reverse. There's one Gemara Sanhedrin Pei Dalet that's like Tosfos. But 99% of the other Gemaras are like me. Rashi says, like me. So this is a fundamental machlokes. Again, so Tosfos on Kuvav and Aleph says, how did the Chachmei HaTalmud know that there was a Machlokes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda by Mekalkel B'chov L'Mavir? There is no Mishnah, there is no Braisa. Where did they figure this one out? How did they figure out that there's a Machlokes Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon where the Mekalkel is Chai B'chov L'Mavir? So Tosfos writes on the last line on the Daf, the last half a line on the Daf, Kuvav and Aleph, Tzichan Loima, the Ach Plukt in the Mekalkel B'chavur, Kabbalah Ha'isub Yadam. The Amoraim had a tradition. Even though they never quoted a Mishnah or a Braisa, we don't have any Tosefta where it's quoted. They had a tradition that there was a Machlokes Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, wholly unrelated, totally unrelated to their Machlokes by Ein Svicha Legufa. Nothing to do with each other. Tosfos says Ein Svicha Legufa has nothing to do with Misakin and Mekalkel. But the Amoraim had a tradition that there's a Machlokes Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. It's not Lishitosim. Rashi and the Baal HaMor say, no, it's all Lishitosim. If you're like Rav Shimon, that Ein Svicha Legufa is always lacking in the Misakin. Sahar Rashi says, how can you ever have a malacha of Chayvul HaMavir? It's always going to be Ein Svicha Legufa. So it's a Rai, you don't need Misakin. It's a Rai, the Chayvul HaMavir, Mekalkel is Chav. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it can be, you don't need Svicha Legufa, so you can have Misakin without being Svicha Legufa. So then Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need Misakin by all 39 malachas, not just by 37 out of 39. And Tosfos says, no, there's no relationship whatsoever. This is Lachud and this is Lachud. Happens the same two Tanaim have three machlokes in the Masechta that keep on coming up. And they're absolutely not totally Zebizah. Machlekes davar she'ein miskaven mutar rasa. Machlekes ein shvicha legufa. Whether the raisa the rabbanan. And machlekes are the mekalka lechayv lamav. Is chayv apata. Machlekes are Rabbi Shimon. Nothing to do with each other. You can hold like Rabbi Yehuda on one, Rabbi Shimon on the other. Not totally zebizer. So that's what Tosfos says. Kabbalah hoysa biyodim. The Amoraim, the Chachmei HaGemara, had a tradition that there was such a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, but it's not derived at all from their other, from their machlekes by Yehuda Shvich Leguf. It's lo toli zebizer klal. So this is a fundamental machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So Nachum. So Rashi's definition of Yehuda Shvich Leguf is. Rashi also says a machlekes within the din of nesakin. All the Tanoim agree you need malachas machshavas by all the malachas has to be nesakin. And the machlekes of Yerub Shimon is what if it's a negative nesakin? The situation is bad, going to worse, and he does a malacha which stops it from getting worse. So that's according to Rashi, that's machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda, that's nesakin. It prevented it from deteriorating. Gevaldik, he has the house is still worth. Almost the $2 million. There's $50,000 damage, but the rest of the house is saved. They say the Strimal is hacked from getting ruined and so on. So the fact that he saved things from Kilkul, that itself constitutes Misakin. And Reb Shimon, most of the Rishonim hold like Reb Shimon holds that that's not called Misakin. Misakin has to mean that there's a positive improvement, not just Misakin because he prevented it from getting destroyed. You have to have improvement in the situation. So Rashi learns that that's the machlekes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda by Ein Svich Leguf. Shaz, according to Tosfos claims that it has nothing to do with Misakin and the Kalkel, totally unrelated, and they have a Beferish Gemara in Sanhedrin that says like that. Even if you own Mekalkel Eschayim, Bechoyv Olamar, you still have to be Svich Leguf. So they claim that there's one Gemara Chagiga Dafyud that's like Rashi, and all of Shas is not like Rashi. Alright, so let's already assume like Tosfos. According to Tosfos, what is the issue? What is the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon? So this gigantic Tosfos, Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, comes up with the whole theory. And they give so many hoychachas that they're right, it sounds like they really demolished Rashi's Shita. But most of the Rishonim hold like Rashi. Most of the Rishonim do not agree with this Tosfos. This is their opinion. They write such a big thesis, you think that they destroyed Rashi. They didn't destroy Rashi. Rashi and the Balamor and the Rambam and the Chumash Hadeshen and the Magen Avraham, no one agrees with this thesis. So thesis gives their description, their definition. They say the issue of Tzricha Legufa is not based on Malachas Nashebes. They have their Haychocha from the Gemara. Has nothing to do with Misakin and Mekalko. It's a different story. Since all the Malachas are derived from the Mishkan, and in the Mishkan, every single malacha was done for a specific purpose, with a goal in mind. So what if you do one of the malachas, and you don't have that goal in mind? So since the malachas are derived from the Mishkan, so Reb Shimon's opinion is that it only constitutes a malacha deraisa if you do the activity, the malacha, with the same goal that it was done in the Mishkan. It's done for different tachlis, so that's not because of malachas nashevis. Because stop, you're learning out from the Mishkan. And Reb Yehuda disagrees. Reb Yehuda says, no, you just learn out from the Mishkan what the pu'ulas are, pu'ulas asuras. Once you establish that this is an isur activity, this is a malacha, it's a malacha even if you're doing it for a different purpose. It doesn't matter what your goal is. That's how Tosfos defines. So let's get back to the Mishnah. Let's go. Sadi Gimel on base. The Mishnah has this machlekes of Shimon and Reb Yehuda. The Tanakam in the Mishnah is Reb Yehuda. It says Hamotzi as Hameis the mita chayiv. This chayiv on the if he would have been potter on the mace, then he would have been potter on the mita also. Shamita tveilolo. But the Tanakam is Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that a malachas and svicha leguf is deraisa. He holds your chayiv for carrying out the mace. Reb Shimon potter. Reb Shimon disagrees, and most of the Rishonim accept Reb Shimon shita. Only the Balamor and the Rambam passing like Reb Yehuda. Most of the Rishonim Shulchan Aruch, we assume the din is like Reb Shimon, that ain't Svicha Lugufa, is not an Issa Deraisa. So Nachamol, so what's ain't Svicha Lugufa about it? What's the story all about? So Tosfos has the Epshat, this gigantic Tosfos, Sadek Dalem and Alem, and they say, 99% of the Gemara is out of the way. We say, one Gemara like Rashi, they don't know how to deal with that awkward Gemara. Those Amoraim had a different understanding. Gemara Chagiga Dafyu, they had a different understanding. The 99% of the Gemara is go the way Tosfos said. What did Tosfos learn? So they hold like this. Every one of the Lamites of this Malach is learned that from the Mishkan. And Reb Shimon's sheet is that Yironi Chayv on the Malach if you do it for the same Tachlis that was done in the Mishkan. So let's say, so in the Mishkan, they had to do a lot of carrying. When did they do Hoitzah in the Mishkan? So the Mishnayos are going to have later. They carry the Gemara, the Mishnayos are going to have. They carry the Krushim. When the people donated to Melech HaMishkan, so they carried all the donations to the Levim, to the people who were the Tzalal ben Ahaliyah and so on. And then when they were traveling in the Midbar, that's also called Melech HaMishkan. Because the whole din, the whole Hayrasha of traveling in the Midbar, the Masoes, was with the goal of rebuilding the Mishkan in a new location. So the Mishnayos later in Shabbos are going to learn out all the dinim of Hoytzor from the traveling in the Mishkan, the carrying. The carrying was an activity that led up to the re-establishing of the Mishkan in a new location. So all everything that they did is considered Melech HaMishkan. So the Tosfos says the Hoytzor always was you're carrying something to a new location in order to use it there. We're carrying, we're giving donations to the people, to Bezalel, that he should use these. We're giving gold, and he's going to use it. After I bring it into his factory, so he's going to use the gold and silver to make something out of it. Or that carrying the Mishkan to the new location, and they're going to rebuild the Mishkan over there. They're going to put it all together again. They're going to reconstruct the Mishkan in the new location. So the only time it's called the Melach HaTzvicha LeGufa is if I do Haitzah, I carry something from one location to the other, and I plan to use it for something, I'm going to do something with it in a new location. So let's say somebody dies. Somebody drops dead. So what are we going to do with the mace? We're going to bury him in the cemetery. We're going to take the mace, Chevra Kaddish is going to take him, bury him in the cemetery. Then what are we going to do with him? Nothing. We're going to rot away. We're going to leave the dead body, we're going to rot in the cemetery. So we're carrying the mace to a location, not going to use it for anything in a new location. So that's called, that's not Dumi the Mishkan, that's called Ein Tzvicha LeGufa. So Tosfos learns, that's the Machlekes in the Mishnah. Hamotzias HaMeis B'mito. When you carry a Sefer to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos, you're going to learn the Sefer. So you're using it. I'm carrying it to the new location in order to use it over there. But if I carry it, I carry an umbrella in the street, I'm using the umbrella. It protects me from getting wet.
About the kiss, then? The kiss is like an umbrella. Why is that
any different? I don't know. The Tosfos works on the kiss. This gigantic Tosfos, the Tosfos says he doesn't really use it specifically in that new location. Wherever he's going to be, he's going to need the kiss. I don't know. Tosfos says Rashi is already easier in understanding the kiss. Yeah. No, they're not giving it. They said there's only one Gemara Chagiga that you. This Gemara they're not prepared to say Rashi's pshat, but this Gemara does know. So if they say something in that gigantic Tosfos Sagdala Manal, they say if I take a hammer because I have to bang in a nail, so I carry the hammer and I'm going to use the hammer to bang in a nail. If I take a dead body to a location to do an autopsy, so I'm going to do something with it. I'm just taking the dead body and going to bury him. So that's not called doing anything. How about you're burying it? You do a mitzvah when you bury a person. So Tosfos says, no, that's not doing a ma'aseh with the dead body. So they say by the kiss, the zav yetzer the kiss shalom and daf yedbeis and beis, they say he doesn't really need it specifically in that location. Wherever he is, he doesn't want his clothes to get dirty. So other rabbis, they say he wants it to be with him at all times. He wants this protective, he needs this plastic hat. Wherever he's going to go, and it's going to be raining, he wants to protect the hat. So Adarab, so he is using it. So Tosfos says, no, he's not really using it in a new location. I don't know. Tosfos says that by Hoytzor, it's harder to define Tzvicha LeGufa. It is. According to Rashi, for sure, because Hoytzor is a Malacha Grua, and according to Rashi, Tzvicha LeGufa is a function of Nesakin and Nekalkal. But even according to Tosfos, Tosfos says, by Hoytzor, it's going to be harder to define the Tzvicha LeGufa. I don't know. We'll have to work on that a little bit more. So Tosfos claims that's the machlokes Satanoi. He's motzias a mace. He's burying the mace in the cemetery. Ah, he's burying the mace. That's not called a mace to the gufa mace. If you would have done an autopsy, if I take the mace to a room in order to do an autopsy, that's called a malach atzricha legufa. I carry the mace to that place to do something over there with the mace. I carry the mace to the cemetery to bury him in Kevi Yisrael. I'm doing something. I'm not doing it with the mace. I'm doing it through the mace. I don't know. So this is if this tries to formulate. Rashi, though, does not understand like that. So according to Rashi's pshat, what's going on in the Mishnah? Well, what's the Malach HaShem Tzirich HaLegufa? So Rashi has a totally different pshat. Somebody died in the house, and the body is going to decompose a nice summer day, and it's going to start smelling away. And it's scary as it is. The situation is scary to have a dead body over there. So the body is, the situation is a bad situation. It's going to get worse. It's going to start to decompose. So he takes the mace, it's motzias hameis. He takes the mace out, or a guy has garbage in the house. And the garbage is going to smell, and the house is going to be smelly. So he takes it out in order to stop the smell in the house. So he didn't improve the situation. Why didn't he improve the situation? It's not going to be smelling at all. And it didn't start to smell yet. If it already started to smell and he takes the mace out, so he opened the windows, then it's going to be fresh air, not going to smell at all. So he did improve the situation. So this is Rashi learns, he takes the mace out, the guy just got a heart attack, he just died this minute. We know this is a bad situation, it's going to get worse, but it didn't really begin to affect us yet. So since he's interested in protecting the house from getting worse, and he didn't make the situation any better, so that's called a malach HaShem Tzricha LeGufa. It's a totally different shot from the way Tosfos learned. Totally different what the case is. Hamotzias HaMeis. Tosfos says Hamotzias HaMeis, not going to do anything with the mace and the other Rishus. So that's called Ein Tzricha LeGufa. Even though I need it to be in the other place, I need the kiss to be in the other place, but I'm not using the kiss. Just the presence of the kiss protects the clothing. He's not really using it for anything. And he buries the mace, he's doing a mace to the mace. I don't know, if he would have done a autopsy, he would have been called Tzricha LeGufa. But because just burying the mace, that's called not mishtamish in the mace. I don't know, why don't you say that as being burying the mace, not mishtamish in the mace. If you do an autopsy, that's mishtamish in the mace. Burying is to dispose of the mace. And the hishtamshes by the Zav Yetzir, the Kishulas, that's the hishtamshes b'shev yaltasa. A totally different shot, le Rashi, and a totally different shot, le Tesis. Rashi learns because it's going to smell up the house. And by taking out the mace, he prevents the situation from deteriorating. So that's the machlokes of Shimon Rav Yehuda, is that Rav Yehuda is very happy. That's Misakein. He saved the day. He prevented it from... I mean, that's a Gemara. Hamotzias Hameis Lekovra is Potter. Why should that, yeah? Why should that be Ein Tzricha LeGufa according to Rashi? I did a mitzvah. That's the top line on Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Potter Hoy Rav Shimon Ap Hamotzias Hameis Lekovra. Yeah, that's called Ein Tzricha LeGufa. I don't know. We're going to have to learn all these Gemaras a little more at length to figure out more details. Anyway, but for now, that's almost enough to serve as an introduction. Almost enough. Now, I'd like to learn, not today, I'd like to learn the Tesis, I am Dalet Amud Beis, with Tzorech Le'etzim. Did we show him have a discussion? Why does Rav Kana say Zayma v'tzorach le'etzim chayv shtayim? Why does it have to be tzorach le'etzim? Does it have to do with the machlekes of Shimon or Rav Yehuda of Ein Tzricha LeGufa, or is it unrelated? So maybe next time we learn, we'll have to start from that tesis. And after we do the tesis v'tzorach le'etzim, then I want to do the previous tesis Zayma v'tzorach le'etzim. We'll do the both tesis. Okay. So tomorrow is Thursday. People want to learn a little Gemara tomorrow. Okay. How many people interested in learning a little Gemara with Tesis tomorrow? And most of the people want to do Chumash. How many people want to insist that